Galaxy's on. And you ready to kick PCU?
Alright.
Alright, here we go. Okay, kicking PCU, we're going to be on in 3, 2, 1.
But what are you calling about?
Well, this is going to be hard for me to really say, but I'm one of your daughter's friends.
Uh-huh.
And, well, I think she's pregnant.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Well, we have a club, me and a couple guys, and... She's been hanging out with us for about 2 months now, and I wouldn't necessarily say that we're dating, but I think it's all kind of a mutual thing, and she missed her period last month, and she hasn't had it again this month.
You know my daughter's name?
Look, everybody's here in the same room, and we just wanted to kind of call you as a group and let you know that we want to be here, you know, regardless of which one of it is. We could each pitch in like $10 a month. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Do you know my daughter's name?
Look, we, one of the things about our club is we all kind of use nicknames, I guess. I'm Damien, and then there's Alfonso, and there's a few others here, but we're kind of a religious organization. And she went by Junebug, and we're more or less kind of a support group, and we don't really ask for names.
And there it is. That's our celebration of the fertility queen in our culture. It was in the woods and everything.
How did you get this number?
Well, she gave it to us. We've called before.
My daughter gave you this number.
Well,
is that what you're saying?
Uh-huh.
And my daughter's name is?
Why do y'all keep asking us that? We called her Junebug. I'm Damien. Alfonso is here.
She tastes like
Why am I
brother.
Asking you that? Because I'm her father. That's why I'm asking. Why are you calling me?
We think she's pregnant, and being that we've already kind of got a bad reputation as a Church of the Antichrist, and well, I mean, it's just tough enough.
My daughter's 11 years old.
Well,
do you have any idea what you're doing right now?
Well,
apparently you don't. I can have the police called on you right now, and you can go to jail for a long time. How about that?
Well, it's kind of a win-win situation for both of us.
It's a win-win. Explain that to me.
Well, there's four of us, and we were all going to chip in $10.
For what?
Hey, man, do you play basketball?
Why are you asking me that question?
Well, we heard you like to play basketball.
Are you serious?
No.
Yeah.
No. Yes. No?
No, you're not. You're not serious. This is a joke.
Where is it?
You guys need to find something else to do with your lives besides this.
How much on it over there is?
This is pathetic.
Hey, sir, how much over there on it is?
Excuse me?
How much over there on it is?
How much over there on it is?
Yes.
Do you have any idea what you just said?
Absolutely,
that
sir.
That makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever.
Do you know
the English language? Are you familiar with English language?
Do you know how iMoney make?
The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Hello?
Hello, is this the liquor store?
Yes, sir, it is.
Great. What kind of beer specials you're having tomorrow?
What kind of beer special you like, bro?
Anything green going on over there tomorrow, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, for St. Patrick's, they didn't make this year anything green. Yeah. Only you have to buy food dyeing. You know what I'm talking about? The green color?
Do you know what the secret ingredient is in Irish green beer? I'll tell you.
Go ahead.
It's the blood of Iraqi children.
There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Oh, yeah? Are you Shiite or Sunni?
Excuse me?
Are you Shiite or Sunni?
I'm a Catholic, bro.
My ass. Okay, the Apostles' Creed. Go.
Okay.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty. Go ahead. Come on, Catholic.
Why don't come over here?
Creator of heaven and earth.
Why don't come over here? You look like you got nothing to do, man.
And in Jesus Christ, his only son, our Lord.
Of course, Jesus Christ, bro.
Who was born of the Virgin Mary.
We are not those Catholics that want you guys in here. We are the old church, bro.
It's the devil's church, I heard.
That's by you guys, not by us.
Who am I supposed to be now?
Because you guys don't believe in nobody.
I'm a Catholic, you asshole.
I don't think you are a Catholic, asshole. If you are really, man, get your ass over here.
Look, I was just doing the Apostles' Creed. You can't even do the Apostles' Creed, and you say you're Catholic. What the fuck is wrong with you?
You know what? Why don't get your fucking ass in here, fucker?
Why don't you suck this dick?
Fuck yourself. You could fuck yourself?
Yeah. Are you wearing women's panties?
I don't like what's my fan with an asshole like you.
Yes, me lion. You're listening to Madhouse Radio with Carlito.
Minimum.
And I'm Psychic Andy. Blood Clot.
The house next door to me's been sold to niggers.
Yeah, crackers. That house is fire. On PCU Radio. Bitch.
How is it?
Thursday. Today is Thursday.
A madhouse!
He's become a god. Oh, you're a god, too. We're not.
A god?
Which one?
He thinks he's you.
Sounds bad, but...
Oh, perhaps not. When he decides to announce his identity, the law sees mad, they'll lock him up. We'll have the Republic back! My friend, this could be the best thing that ever happened.
There are those who believe that life here began out there, far across the universe, with tribes of humans who may have been the forefathers of the Egyptians, Aztecs, or the Mayans, that they may have been the architects of the Great Pyramids, or the lost civilizations of Lemuria, or Atlantis. Some believe that there may yet be brothers of man who even now fight to survive somewhere beyond the heavens.
There will be no order, only chaos.
That being said, grab a blunt, take a big hit, sit back, and enjoy the ride.
The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go fly.
Guidance.
Guidance go.
Surgeon.
Go fly.
Econ.
We're go fly.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell me.
Go.
Control.
Go fly.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Kappa.
We're go fly.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is that why you are here?
I know drug reel from real reel.
Chris, I take reels today.
First of all,
I can't talk on this phone line. Just give me the room number and the last name I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
But maybe he's only a little crazy, like painters or composers or some of those men in Washington.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey?
Hey, Pasquale.
Hey, Pasquale, who you are, my bro?
You son of a bitch, speak English, America.
Yeah, you son of a bitch, you motherfucking, you I'm gonna speak Spanish.
I
what
know,
the fuck
you speak English, I see.
You motherfucking,
you motherfucking.
Go ahead,
you
man.
You mother bitch.
Motherfucking you.
You bitch.
Don't never,
I'll punch you in the mouth.
Don't never call against this boy, man.
Mow my lawn.
Man?
Mow my
you
lawn.
You motherfucking.
Why are you so angry?
Bitch.
But where's Pasquale?
Man, fuck you, man.
I'm so high right now. We're not low.
Smoke weed every day.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, bitches and hoe-ass niggas, the weirdo is back. I want everybody right now to put your blunts up. You're now listening to Bizarre Solo Album, The Handicap Circus, and I'm your boy, Young Miles the Future. And my man's about to get it cracking for y'all. The band has a new lead singer. Everybody stand up. Put your motherfucking hands up for the number one weirdo, Bizarre.
Hey, bitch, it's a nigga with the shower cap, kicking a nasty, dirty 50 rap. Detroit's running mad, and he throws back. Any nigga pop shit.
Yeah. What's up, people? Good evening. How you doing? Welcome to the Madhouse.
Welcome to the Madhouse.
Ooh, I am. My levels are way fucking high. Sorry, everybody. Let's test that again.
Saxophone.
Gotcha, guys. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to do that. Hang on. Back to the music. Yeah. So you're listening to a new episode of Madhouse Live. It is Thursday. What's the date? March the 23rd? March the 23rd, that's right. And you're listening to us on the Madhouse Network. The Madhouse Radio Network, that is. Our flagship station is PCU, Prank Call Underground Radio. And that homepage is kdkprankcalls.com. And we're also on Hit City. That homepage for Hit City is hitcity.aim-planet.com. You can find the links to those as well as all our prank calls that we've done here, past episodes from last year, and more information on us over at our homepage, madhouselive.com. And with me here tonight, I have my good friend, the program manager and co-host of the Madhouse since our second episode. None other than the main man from the VI, the Milkman. What's up, Milkman? How you doing tonight, man?
All right, man. What are you saying, Carlito? Man, I'm the Madhouse, man. We ready to roll, baby. We ready to roll.
Now, Milkman, may I say you sound excellent tonight. And why is that? Why is the quality that we're getting from you sounding so good tonight? Can you explain that to everybody?
Well, actually, it's pretty neat. There's this really nice group of fellers that actually set me up with a dual coconut tree phone here. So it's actually running on two different phone lines from a coconut tree to your coconut tree.
Exactly. That's right. I have a nice coconut tree outside my house here in Florida, and we run a line all the way to the Virgin Islands. It's a miracle, and only God could do this for us, so everybody bless God. But no, seriously, Milkman is on. This Milkman is being brought to you by satellite, courtesy of SinClans. SinClans located at SinClans.net for providing us the ability to broadcast. With Milkman here, he's coming in great. So,
hey, man. I love him already, man. Yeah. Those people over there are cool.
Yeah, the only thing is there's a bit of delay, but you know what? It's better than tonight. You sound like you're getting ready to do some pranks with me. How you doing, man? How was your week?
Hell yeah, man. I'm all lit up, man. I'm ready to go. Hey, man, actually, I'm feeling a lot better.
Good.
A little bit of bronchitis I had is just about tapered off. Right. It's been pretty warm here. So I've been busy chasing down some honeydew jobs here and doing pretty good.
Right
I got
on.
The kitty cat sitting here.
Right.
She good. May even want to join in here in a little bit.
Good.
So I don't know. We may have to give her a bowl of cat food to go be quiet.
Yeah, you have to put her on. I should get my cat. She talks, too. If I hold her, she starts talking. We should have a cat off. See, whose cat is the most real? You know what? My cat, I have the doors to the studio here closed, and I can see her sticking her paw through the door because she wants to come in. She's
right.
always in here with me. I got to open the door. I forgot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's sticking her paw.
Well, here's the way I do it.
Huh. Go ahead. How
I've got one of these little door stops, okay, that, you know, like the little triangle jobbies you put up on there. And what I do is I make the door spread open wide enough just so she can almost get her head in.
Aww.
And if she can't get her head in, then she can't get the rest of her body in, you
Aww.
See.
Poor
so
thing.
What it is once I have her in, she can't get out and roam around through the house and go check out the garbage and everything while I'm busy in here in the studio.
Oh, well, that's a good idea. Very good idea, my friend. Very good idea.
So she's still got the freedom thing going on, but she's just able to stay out of trouble, which in the long run works out better for her.
Am I right? Is the cat pretty much the official pet of PCU? Is that not right? Because KDK has two, I have two, you have one.
I'd say,
And what else? I know Sean doesn't have any pets.
Actually,
I know Zolar has a dog, right?
Zolar doesn't.
He has a dog. He doesn't have a cat, but
he
has a dog. Yeah, you never heard his dog farting and stuff like
Who
that?
He doesn't have one in the house.
Yeah, he does. At his place.
He don't have a dog in
his,
the house.
His dog snores really loud. His dog snores really loud, and he's played on the air. He's put up the microphone. You hear this dog going like, like that in
but
the background.
I thought that was it was a skit or something.
No, he has a dog, man. He seriously has a dog. He's talked to the dog. I know he has a dog. I'm pretty sure he does. If not, he got me.
Then. All right.
He skidded me. He skidded all over my fucking Puerto Rican ass. Yeah, maybe he should call in. I haven't heard from Zolar during the week. I haven't heard from him in a while, in a few days now. I hope he's all right.
Where the hell's Big Z at, man?
Yeah, he's been busy. Oh, I know what. He's right now. He's at the Stern studio, man. We should call him, man. You know that? Fuck that. We should call Zolar. He's right now.
Yeah.
He's probably wrapping up the Stern fan the roundtable. The Stern fan roundtable. He was on it tonight. I was listening to it before the show started. As a matter of fact, we'll give him a call and ask him how it went.
Hell yeah.
We'll do
All
that.
Right.
We'll do that first. We'll do that first. He might. There's a chance he might even be there still. Anyway, I hope he really. I didn't get to hear him plug PCU. I hope he did. I know KDK was listening probably to see if he would or not, but.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, here's what we got going on for you tonight. We got prank calls. We got our own brand of fucked up music. This one is by MF Doom. This is shroom music in the background we're listening to. That's not too loud, is it? Yeah, we're sounding good. Anyway, so we're going to try to have a good show.
Right.
Plenty of pranks.
Right.
Yeah. So a big thank you to Austin Moore of Hit City, who's playing us tonight, Hit City Radio. Hit City Radio, I know, is listed on iTunes. We've got 21 listeners there. We got 43 listeners on PCU Radio. And we got 4 listeners on the Scab. Man, let's just wish. You know what KDK was calling my stream? He called it the Scab PCU stream. We should name it the Scab. You know what I mean? Like, Scab yeah, Radio. Man, that's what I'm going to name it. Scab Radio is the name of our little... Yeah, either Scab or Galaxy. We're going to have to name it something, but I'm going to get that fixed up. Anyway, so thank you very much to the 67 people who are listening to us tonight on a Thursday night at 10:14. Not a bad way to start off a show. If you're listening to the show and you're not in the chat room, a big thank you to everybody in the chat room right now over at kdkprankcalls.com, as in kill death kill, kdkprankcalls.com. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. We got Madman, of course, in there right now. He runs the server for us, and a big thank you, a good friend of mine. I've actually spent time with him in person. We hung out for a few days, and he's a cool guy. Milkman, you're in there, of course. Lonesome Loser's in there. We haven't heard from him. He's the official phone confirmer for us. He's the call confirmer. Yeah. He's invaluable. He might be away. We usually don't start on time, so he's probably thinking I got another half hour. You know what I mean? So anyway, we are early.
Yeah, for normal time. Yeah, we're actually here early.
We're actually early. Yeah, we're on time. Technically, we're still late because I'm supposed to start at 9:30, but whatever. That was a long time ago. I got to change that. But anyway, so we're here. a big thank you to everybody. I got AOI or IOE in the chat room. Never seen her or him before. Well, welcome, Bizach, Brandon Vegas, The Dead, El Camino, Fetus Man, Hashi, Jane Nefarious, Jolt, Jonathan, Big Jupe in the house, Nunu from the United Kingdom, Pimp Slut from here in Florida. We got Reaple in the line, Reaple Scotty, SpongeBob. Who else we got? Big Tuck, the official
Old
content.
Spongy.
He's a very invaluable part of this show too. Tuck created the images that we use in the Madhouse shop. He also created the intro you heard. He's the man. Hopefully he'll call in. He's got some. He does podcasting. I got to get with him. I'm gonna start podcasting the show. We'll talk about that later. But also,
isn't he like the?
Go ahead.
Isn't he the official artist for piece for Madhouse?
He's the official artist for PCU, but he's the official artist. He has created the official graphical depiction of Gladys Richford. Has he not? Have you seen that?
Yeah.
That was good. Yeah, that's funny. That's funny. I like that. That's awesome. He's a very talented man. And thank you. If you want to visit our shop,
He's got a nice portfolio on his website.
Exactly. Well, as far as announcements go for the show here, if you want to visit our shop, it's at cafepress.com/buymadhouse. That's cafepress.com/buymadhouse. You can visit this, the site. It's pretty much one image that Tuck has made for us. It's the official image of the Madhouse, and we got a few shirts in there. I would say buy the black shirt. That's the tightest looking one so far. There's a few mugs. There's a beer stein in there you can buy. What else? Fucking scratch that. There's a bunch of shit in there. I'm trying to forget. I'm trying to remember right now. But check that out.
Actually, we've got a pretty packed up store. And speaking of that, I'd like to get with you a little bit after the show about a memo maybe on something else to add to the store.
Okay, that'd be cool. Yeah, you know, we should add a Milkman. They got the apron. We should make a Milkman apron. I say, I think that'd be really cool. The apron with Milkman on it. Great. Milkman.
Do they have any like plastic cups? Just like cheap ass plastic cups.
That would be awesome. Well, hey, anyway, here's another thing to announce. Hopefully by next week's show, I should have a shipment of Madhouse pencils, which say they're number 2 lead pencils. In wood, engraved with madhouselive.com, and you can win those as a prize. If you we'll have a contest every week. If you win, you get a fucking pencil. Whatever, it's something, right? I mean, what, you know? And I also have the ability to give out phone cards now as gifts. Look, man, I got a pretty good deal on phone cards, man. So yeah, soon enough, everybody, there will be prizes on this show nightly. There'll be a phone card given out about once a month. And there will be pencils given out a bunch of times a night if you want. I don't know. If you just call in and I like what you do, you just give me your address and we'll send you a Madhouse pencil. Whatever. I give you something, okay? That's all I can afford. I'm a broke bitch, but at least I'm doing something for you people, okay? Enjoy your Madhouse pencil.
There you go.
Exactly. Maybe one day I'll get to the point. Anyway. Hey, and also to announce, I'm almost at the point where I can I can create a CD. Actually, gonna make a Madhouse CD, man. I'm gonna have to gonna try to get one pressed. My bad. Right. Tuck is correcting me. I said Gladys Richford. That's Blackout's character. Jill. What the fuck is Jill's name? I forget now. Katie K's character. The old lady with the cancer of the larynx. Jill who? Jill Rosenthal. Man, I'm fucked up right now.
No, you're talking about Jill Rosenthal.
Yeah, Jill Rosenthal's what I meant.
Jill Rosenthal.
Jill Rosenthal it is, anyway. So like I said, if you're not in the chat room, jump in there now. KDKprankcalls.com. I like this song a lot, huh? This is off the newest Notorious B.I.G. album. It's called Get Your Grind Out. It's the instrumental.
Notorious P.I.G.?
Yeah, that guy. Notorious Pig. That's him. So, okay. Let's move. We take way too long to start up sometimes. 20 minutes into the show, we're still just talking shit. Anyway.
That's all right.
Yeah, if you want to reach us on AOL Instant Messenger, you can do so. Name is Madhouse Radio. Again, AOL Instant Messenger users, Madhouse Radio. Madhouse PCU Radio, if you're on Yahoo. That's Madhouse PCU Radio. Excuse me. And if you're on MSN Messenger, Madhouse PCU Radio at hotmail.com. I don't know how to spell that burp, but go for it. No, seriously, it's Madhouse PCU Radio at hotmail.com if you're on MSN Messenger. So that's that. The toll-free line is going to be open here just in any second. Well, by the time you hear this, it will be. So the toll-free line is now open. If you want to call us, this is a toll-free call. Yes, you heard that right. Toll-free. I do pay for this for you. 1-888-278-8509. You can reach us here toll-free anywhere in the 48 continental United States. 1-888-278-8509. That's a toll-free call. So give us a call. Everybody's welcome and encouraged to join us. Again, the homepage for the Madhouse is madhouselive.com. And the toll-free line is open. Again, that's 1-888-278-8509. Milkman, I don't have nothing from Lonesome Loser. Let me see what I have here as submissions from people. If you want to submit a prank call request to us, we will do that for you. Of course, we don't charge for that service, and we don't ask any favors. We just say, we just ask, that you give us a full first and last name or complete name of the business that we're going to be calling. Try to confirm that for us. See that they're answering. Yeah. You know what I mean? Milkman, how do you recommend that people confirm a prank call request? What would they say to the person when they call to make sure that they're there?
Well, actually, you know, the best way to handle it, right, you don't have to, if you block your number, then that's the first thing. That's a test right there.
Right.
If you call it, that way we know if it's a call from a blocked number that it doesn't work, then immediately that's the first click right there. You can just knock out and off the list.
Right.
But then once you get on there, you can just, like, listen to the voice. All right. Mm-hmm. Like, let's just say, like, you hear an old white lady or something,
Right, like an old white lady or something.
Old granny or something.
Yeah.
So, you know, like a young guy or something. Hey, yeah, man, is Johnny there? You know, I'm looking for Johnny. You know, and granny's going to go, what's that, son? I don't know who's Johnny. And I say, well, Johnny, and you know, it's my buddy Johnny.
Okay. I don't know where you're going with this. So, what the hell are you talking about? Milkman, you're crazy. You're crazy high. What Milkman is trying to convey, what you need to do...
No, got the wrong number, sir.
Give us the phone number.
Exactly. What Milkman is trying to say to y'all, the thing to do is ask for Bob, let's say, a generic name, and if they, they're going to tell you that they're not there, and then you say, okay, thank you very much. That way you don't scare them off and put them on guard by the time I get the number. Anyway.
Right.
Yeah, try to confirm that. Try to confirm.
Blinking if it rings again.
Exactly. Yeah, try to confirm that they're there. Really, I need a city and state where they live, you know, so I know where about to reference to. If you have the street name, that helps out also. I don't need the street number, but the street name helps out also. Give me an age. Give me their story. Do they? Where do they work? How do you know them? Are they your friend? Are they coworker? Are they bully from school? Some shit. Tell me what I can go with. Ooh, we have a caller. Hang on.
All right.
Hang on. Madhouse, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Jupe.
Hey, what's up, Jupe? How you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. It's been too long, Carlito.
It's been a while. I thought you weren't even listening anymore. We were wondering. Me and Milkman were saying the other day, we're like, we don't even think Jupe listens to the show because he's never around in the chat room and shit.
I've been busy with stuff.
Okay.
No, I'm not busy.
All right. Well, that's good. So, hey, your show's been doing pretty good. I've been liking it, you know? Despite the fact that you have such a negative attitude towards it, seriously, you're doing a good job with your show. I like it, man.
I'm trying to get it a little better, though.
Do you get,
it'll get better.
Do you get drunk or anything before your show, or you can't because your mom's there or something?
I don't drink. I don't.
You drink. You do something. There's got to be something you can do. Can you slam a few Mountain Dews before you do a show one night?
I can drink a few juice boxes, you know.
Okay.
I can do some Mountain Dews.
Mountain Dews. Okay, yeah, well, do something. Get yourself, get yourself hyped up, and I bet you do a good job. Dude, I can't find my lighter, and I want to hit my, there it is. All right, so what kind of week have you been having, Jupe? What's your story?
This week has been, uneventful. I think sick three times to stay home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
And
it worked?
I did.
And it worked?
Yeah, and I slept all week.
So what do? You just sleep? Is that all? I mean, do you watch TV, I'm sure, and shit, right?
Oh, yeah, and I have my friends over, and I play guitar and shit, but,
yeah.
Like, when I stay home, like, from school, I just sleep.
Well, that's cool. We all need a break. Right. We all need a vacation sometimes, man. Even if it's just to take a break like that, that's cool. Nothing wrong with that, man. I skipped, like, a third of my senior year, honestly. And I graduated cum laude, so... Whatever that says. Anyway, you sent me a phone number here, right? To prank call at Wendy's.
Oh yeah, that's the Wendy's I always call with the Eric guy.
Okay.
He knows me by now.
You want to give him a call, man?
Yeah.
All right. Word up. Where did you send it to me at? I'm trying to find it. I think I lost it. What the hell happened to it? Well, that's odd. Can you send that to me again? Because somehow I
have to run downstairs, so all the way.
I don't know what happened. I did something to that shit. Anyway, my bad. Hang on. Did you send it to me in AOL?
No, I sent it to you in MIRC.
In MIRC. So I should be able to see it happening. Alright, bear with me then. Oh yeah, run downstairs real quick and get that to me. Because for some reason I can't find it.
Alright, I'm gonna leave my phone up here though, so it doesn't like hang up on you.
Sure.
Get reception down there.
No problem.
You can talk all
yeah, we'll bullshit until you get back. No problem. I don't know what the fuck.
Alright, later.
Alright, man. Well, Jupe will be right back so you can send me that number. Fuck, I had it here in front of me a second ago. Well, fuck that. Anyway, Milkman, did you get to hear those two prank calls that I replayed tonight from last week? What did you think of them?
Yeah, I heard that one there from the Turd was doing.
Yeah. Turd Burglar has been doing a pretty good job.
He's getting a little bit edgy there from the coconut tree. But didn't that guy's family call back or something? What was the deal with that?
I forgot to block my number, but they didn't call back, though. Which is a good thing. So, yeah, it's not a bad thing.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway, but hopefully as you... gets back to us. I seriously don't know what... Okay, there it is. I found it now. Okay, here we go. It is a Wendy's in Broomall. In Broomall? I don't know if that's the city or if that's the name of the mall.
Did you receive it?
Yeah, I did. Is that Broomall, the name of the city?
Broomall.
Is the name of the town?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the name of the town. That's a weird name. Is this Pennsylvania, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Okay, right on. Okay, well, you hold on, Jupe. Don't go anywhere, and everybody else keep listening. We're gonna come back with the first prank call of the night, to the Wendy's in Broomall, Pennsylvania. I'll be right back in a moment. Jupe, there's a history to this. You said real quick, though, you said you've called this place before in the past on your show and shit, or?
Yeah, we made a whole CD of calling them, like, a year ago.
Really? Damn.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Good
They're
deal.
Retarded over there.
Good, yeah. It sounds, you gotta be retarded to live in a place like Broomall. Anyway, hang on, dude. All right.
Hey Wendy's, I'd like to file a complaint against you.
I'm sorry?
You see, I was eating my french fries over there, and someone put a grape in the fryolator, and I had
Hello?
I had a fried grape in my french fries.
Oh, who?
And I bit into it, and it squirted in my eye.
What did you say?
Can you fucking hear me? Listen to me. Okay,
do
listen.
Me a favor. Come to the store and say that, okay?
I will.
All right.
Why don't you come to my turf and try and put a grape in my french fries? Like that. What a fucking nigger.
What a dick. We can call him back, but you gotta speak up. We can barely hear you.
I get bad reception in my house. I'm gonna go outside.
All right. While you do that, hopefully the phone card rates will come back and I can call someone again.
Please enter the number you wish to call.
Alright, let's call this dude who picks on kids. His name is Steve.
Hours, 35 minutes.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Better.
Right now.
Yeah, much better. Oh, that's loud. This is Steve. He's a bully.
Right now, you know what to do. You got a dog or a cat, spay or neuter.
To page this person.
What is he, Bob Barker or something with that gay shit? Spay or neuter your cat? What the fuck's that all about?
He's just a dork. That's all he is.
So faggot ass faggot's what he is. It's fucked up. Anyway, you want to try one more, Jupe, or you want to call it a night?
Oh, I don't know. Call another place.
Let's see. Here's one off of Craigslist. A turd burglar is sending in to us. A small South Beach apartment. Some guy wants to furnish. Hang on. Trying to furnish as I would like to have more than me and my bed there. A TV would be nice. Actually, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Some guy is trying to rent a small apartment in South Beach here in Florida, in Miami. His name is Nick. Want to try to give him a call?
It sounds like he's trying to have his place furnished.
I think so, yeah. You should accuse him of that. Also, we got inflatable toys for sale, 14 to 24 inches long.
Ooh.
Seven different designs, wholesale value $9. The guy's name is David. He's in Miami. Or we have a petite female who needs pics taken of her of a professional quality. She needs good clear pics burned onto a CD and placed on her computer, and she will give you a nice massage. Really? And her name is Sandy. This bitch is in...
Okay.
This bitch is in...
that one.
Yeah, she's in Fort Lauderdale, I believe. Fort Lauderdale, West... Yeah, she's in Fort Lauderdale. Okay, we'll call Sandy. Sandy the hoe.
You got the gist of that, right? She wants pictures taken of her, and she'll give a massage in return.
Okay, yeah, I got it.
All right. Jube's going to herald this one again.
Carlito.
Yeah, Milkman, go ahead.
Can Jube hear me or the callers hear me if I say anything?
No, Jube cannot hear you. He just hears silence when you talk, but I will relay any message to him if you'd like.
What about the callers? Can they hear me?
The callers can hear you, yes.
Okay, so I'll be quiet. All
right. Okay. Hang on, everybody. We'll be right back.
Yeah, who's this?
This is the photographer you've been looking for.
Can I have your number and I'll call you tomorrow?
No.
Just kind of tired. I was in bed.
This is a one-shot deal, girlie.
Thanks. I'm not interested. I got a photographer.
Yeah, well, I need that massage.
Please enter the number you wish to call.
What a bitch. I'll try her again. Hang on. No one hangs up on Carlito and Jupe.
Please enter.
New York City. New York City. You are now rapping.
Now rapping.
With 50 Cent. 50 Cent. You gotta love it. You gotta love it.
Although she probably won't answer, but what the hell? Come on, you bitch, answer.
Hi, how you doing? This is Lisa, please.
Lisa?
And your call will be returned real soon. Thank you, and have a really nice day.
Yo, you're a hoe, bitch. First of all, your name is Lisa, not Sandy. We're on to your little game. Aren't we?
Yeah.
Fucking
hoe.
Yeah, we want the
pictures of you.
We want that massage. We work for Playboy. You're ruining a great opportunity here, bitch. So I suggest
we were testing your charisma.
Yeah.
And your nicitude.
Yeah.
If you would just be nice to us.
Yeah. So
that's what people are really attracted to now.
Yeah.
Wench.
Exactly. So if you know what's good for you, you might let us, you know, talk to you. You can call us back here. 1-888-278-8509. That's my number. And give me a call back, all right? Anyway, time for more Mind Talk. Hang on.
All
okay.
Right.
Well, hopefully we taught her a lesson. Her name is Lisa, not Sandy. I'm going to call her out on that. What a bitch.
Sandy might be her porn name.
She sounds like a hoe. You know the way she was talking. She's like, yeah, I will have sex for money. That's obviously what it is, you know. She's just advertising.
Yeah,
you know what she's doing? She's advertising there that she wants to be in a porno. She either wants pictures taken of her or she wants to be in a magazine of professional quality, right, and she'll give a massage. You know what she means. Yeah, what kind of massage she's going to do? You know what kind of massage she's talking about.
Yeah, penis.
Yeah, she's going to massage my penis with her vagina. That's what I'm talking about right there. Yeah, man, that's just all. It's a thinly veiled attempt to put herself on the porno market, and I cracked it. All right, Jupe, you're a good man. Jupe, what do you have in store for us this weekend, Saturday? Will you be on?
Yeah, I'm going to be on, but who knows what's going to happen this time.
All right.
Hopefully my mom won't catch me when I'm prank calling people.
Yeah, did she caught you too, right? I heard her doing laundry or something in the background. That was all I heard. I didn't know you got caught.
She was fucking doing laundry, and then an hour later, she got on the phone and started listening to me.
Uh-oh.
And, yeah. Oh. But I'm still going to do it.
Okay.
Rain or shine.
You don't have a cell phone or something like that that you use? I thought you used a cell.
My cell phone doesn't get reception where my computer is, so... It doesn't really work out.
It makes that noise. You know, how does Zolar do that? He uses a cell phone, and he can have people on the computer connected to him talking. I don't know what he's got. I think he's got a phone patch or something. I gotta look. I wish he'd tell me, too, that bastard.
Anyway, he got a bunch of mixing equipment from some dude a while ago, and that's what I think it is.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
That's
so,
crazy.
I'm gonna have to let you go now.
All right, man. Well, you have a good night. We'll catch you Saturday night, 8 p.m., eh?
All right.
Take care of yourself. Say hi to Matthew over there and your mom too. Thank you.
All right. You have a fun time with the madhouse over there.
You too. Have fun too. All right, buddy. Bye now.
All right.
So long. All right. See ya. Take care. So long. See ya. Take care. What the fuck am I talking about? I'm just kidding. Jupe, everybody. Jupe, the main contributor. To the Retard Night every Saturday night here at 8 p.m. on PCU Radio. The homepage again is kdkprankcalls.com. Milkman, here's the tally. We have lost, how many listeners? We have lost 12 listeners on Hit City, but we've retained 17. At this time last week, we were down to 8, I would say. So, very good. Good for you, 17 people. Thank you very much for listening to us on Hit City. And please be sure to visit Hit City very often. Hit City, I'm sure most of those people are listening through iTunes. Milkman, I bought an iPod. Can you believe it? Milkman. We've lost Milkman. Holy dog shit. I think we did lose Milkman. Let me take a look here. Yeah, we did. Okay. Well, we temporarily have lost Milkman, but I'm sure he'll join us as soon as he regains his internet connection. In the meantime, I'm here, and I'm Carlito, and I'm your co-host. Now, if you want to join us here on the phone, Jupe's call is over, and the toll-free line is open. You can hit us up at 1-888-278-8509. You know, something I have to do is stop breathing so much into the microphone, because right now I'm like, you know, and I sound like a very fat man, so excuse me for that. I'm trying to work on that. Hopefully one day I will buy a nicer, more professional microphone for my show. So I am planning on making a podcast this weekend of tonight's show and offering that somehow, some way to all of you if you use podcasting. I'm trying to get it listed on some podcast search engines and podcast site, so we shall see about that. But anyway, let's take a look at the chat room real quick and see what's going on there. Let me go back to my music here while we take a quick rest bit, gather our thoughts, chill out for a second as I hit the pipe here, packed with some of some weed. Turd Burglar in the chat room, we were talking about him earlier. We played a song earlier. A prank, rather, at the beginning, right before we started, and that was a prank that he did here last week with us. And if you'd like to hear more of his stuff, he's on Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, I believe. He starts either 9 or 10. Don't quote me on that. 10 p.m. Eastern, I would say definitely he's on. Turd Burglar, I believe his show is called Turd Burglar's Post-Mortem Pranks, I want to say. Hang on, let me take a look at that here in the chat room. Not in the chat room, but in the homepage. Anyway, he's the contributor for that prank call that we did earlier. We played earlier, rather, from last week's show, as well as the number for Sandy, who was obviously a woman trying to offer herself up for sex in Craigslist. You know, they're cracking down on that shit, apparently. As of late, I'm hearing about Craigslist. They're trying to crack down on these thinly veiled prostitution rings and stuff like that that are kind of going on Craigslist. Apparently in some city... No, I think it was... I think they're doing a crackdown on people who offer, like, free rent. Like, well, anyway, they offer for you to live for free in their apartment if you have something for free rent, whatever. They're cracking down on that. I think there's some website out there, some porno website called Mike's Apartment or something like that.
and apparently it's targeted against him and some other people out there who run operations such as his. Anyway, let's see here. Mike and T is telling me to please unban him. He used caps by accident. Quote, you were kicked from PCU for using, I guess he had the caps lock on and he got kicked. I don't know how to reverse any bans, dude. So, yeah, I don't know how to reverse bans, my friend. If I could, I would, I swear to God. But hey, you should join the chat room if you're not, and I'm sure if Madman's out there, he can help you out. I would say talk to him. Maybe he can help you out in your situation. But anyway, we have a song request from Jupe in the chat room. He's asking for Public Enemy, He Got Game. Well, unfortunately, I don't have He Got Game, but I do have Public Enemy, Can't Do Nothing For You, Man. And we'll play that while we do our get set up here for our next prank call. Off of Craigslist, the next prank call will be inflatable toys, apparently for sale by some guy named David. Inflatable toys. Here they go. Anyway, here's Public Enemy for you, Jubes. The best I can do. And we're right back after this.
Have reached the Sprint voice mailbox of 305-725-0742.
Okay, well that didn't work. Blah. We can try the Church of Scientology. Now this was confirmed last week by Lonesome Loser, who is not available tonight apparently. He's probably doing his own thing. And to be honest with you, I probably won't be able to do much of a show tonight without him, and that kind of sucks, but we do rely a lot on the guy. I can go into archives of stuff he confirmed last week and the week before, businesses, and we can try those. But for the time being, I am in desperate need of numbers, either friends of yours or, hey, I really like to call businesses. If you want to find a business in your town that's fucked you over, screwed you over, cheated you out of something, you got bad service there, you know some jerk-off asshole who works there, some shit, send it to me. Send me the number. Just make sure they're open. Give them a call. See if the business, the company, the store, the restaurant, the whatever is open. And send it to me. Tell me what city and town it is in, and I'll give them a call and fuck with them. It's all good. Anyway, Lonesome Loser would normally be helping us out with that, but he is busy right now, so no problem. I understand. He's taking a vacation day, but everybody else out there, do your part. Either call in. The toll-free line is now open, 1-888-278-8509. Again, that's 888-278-8509. If you want to send that to us in the chat room, you can do so, kdkprankcalls.com. You can reach us on AOL Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio, and Yahoo Messenger, Madhouse PCU Radio. You can also email your prank request to us. That's over at madhouseradio.com. That's immediate delivery to me here in front of my screen. So madhouseradio@gmail.com. If you send it there, I get it immediately, and I will take care of it for you. We will do your prank requests. So anyway, get involved and let us know what you think, or just yell at me, whatever. I'm just here. I'll be here all night taking abuse from you people. I like it. I love you guys for it. Okay. What else can we do? Turd Burglar has one more number here. This is for the small South Beach apartment that he's trying to furnish. Gotta think about that one here. Let's try to call this guy up here. We're right back after this. Here comes the next prank call. Night, everybody. What are you saying there?
I have a special message just for you, Carlito.
Alright, go ahead.
Revolution!
Revolution. Very well said. How you doing, Suckman?
I am doing well.
Alright.
Heard you talking about me and stuff, so now I better call in.
We were just saying our piece. I've lost Milkman, he's not back yet, but yeah, we were just saying our piece about your contributions. You saw the store. Have you had a chance to go in there and make anything for us, you know, on the show?
I didn't make a MadhouseLive.com, like, little thing for you to put for your sleeves there.
Yeah, for some reason, I can't... It doesn't meet the size requirements for what I'm trying to do it for. What you do... I gave you the login information. Go in there, and it tells you the size. I want to say it's 10 by 11 inches or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's big.
You know what? Just sure you big, know, you have access. Just go in there and make a shirt. You know what I mean? If you try it, you'll see. I'm sure you can figure it out.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to get in some of it because I have like a my browser's out of date because the OS I use for my Dell connection is different from the new computer that I have. That's not connected. So sometimes the browser doesn't pick up pages very well.
Oh, really? Okay.
But now that you told me that it's big, like 10 by whatever, that's no problem. I can do that real easy.
Okay, I'll find out for sure. I'll get the specs after the show, probably.
I didn't want to make it too big because I didn't know, but now that I know, that ain't going to be a problem.
Exactly. Cool. Yeah, there's plenty of stuff we can do. Yeah, you just when you.
I also want to start working on designs for a shirt for my own little project.
Sure, yeah. I'm telling you, yeah. If you can't go in there and do it, I'll do it for you. I gave you access to try to do it. I don't know if you can. If you don't have the ability, then I'll take care of it, man. That's cool. Yeah, just as
I can probably figure it out. It's not big beans, but if I have to say, hey, would you blah, 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 I'll let you know. I'm still working out a domain name for it. And everything, and that's more of a banking issue than anything right now.
Really?
As far as that.
It's all financial?
Not financial, just getting it straight with the bank. So we got the money. We just gotta get everybody on the banking on board, so I can get my old account back together. And that's a big, long, hooey mess that you don't even want to know about and deal with because
Sounds like it. I understand. No problem there. Fuck, that sucks. So what's going on with the podcasting, man? You have a podcast. Are you still doing it weekly at this point? Did you want to?
The old Radio Memories, Old Time Radio podcast, I have officially put on KDK. It's on temporary hiatus,
right.
Probably permanent hiatus.
Okay.
At this point, and I am interested in doing now is a more conscious, sort of creative podcasts with interviews, with fun things like playing prank calls, maybe even getting to do some prank calls,
right.
Playing comedy bits, playing cool music that I like mashups and experimental things like that. And we also are, we actually completed our first show, and your own Sean Ward.
Right.
You had an interview with him. Yeah, I heard it. That was awesome. That was great.
And a nice little chit-chat.
Yeah, exactly. So I told you I bought an iPod, dude, and I have.
Yeah.
I believe I did it right. I had your podcast. I'm gonna play it tomorrow on the way to work. I'm gonna try to listen to it, and on my lunch break tomorrow, I got it ready to go. I bought a 60 gig iPod. I love it. It's awesome, and I'm gonna try this weekend. By the end of this weekend, to have my first podcast up. Hopefully, it'll work. I'm gonna try to do
Gonna do archive this? Or are you gonna do like your own podcast for a podcast?
I'm gonna do an archive. It's not an archive, but it's gonna be the best of every episode. I will cut out just the pranks and the funny parts of talk, and it'll try to make it like 30 minutes around, you know, or so, you know, stuff like that. I'll do that, and then I'm thinking about doing my own regular podcast where I just, you know, bullshit talk, you know, that kind of thing. I can't really do that on PCU because people expect prank calls, but I would like to do like a more of a podcast, more of a radio talk show kind of thing, kind of like you're doing.
I heard you talking about you were sort of like a Madhouse Radio Network.
Yeah, we're on.
That's a fascinating idea.
Yeah, I'm on two stations now. I'm on PCU and Hit City, and I'm also supposed to start. This show tonight should be replayed on Monday night on another station. They haven't completely signed up on board. I have a thing about setting up their access to download the show after I'm done. But anyway. That should be.
Oh, so you do it. You can download it, and then they'll stream it whenever.
Yeah, he's not available for me to go on Thursday on his stream, but he's gonna replay me on Monday nights. I'm like, oh, yeah,
cool,
sure.
That's not bad. You probably get more listeners that way.
Exactly. They'll tune in for the live show on Thursday, perhaps. I don't know, but he's cool with it.
Yeah,
I'm cool with it.
Yeah, you got this show over here on PC on live. Uh-huh. And you can hear it live.
Exactly.
And then, you know, yeah,
exactly.
That's a good way. I'm sort of thinking of streaming, like this podcast that I'm doing.
Yeah.
Eventually, as it gets going, that's kind of what I'm doing. I record it and like give it to somebody and have them stream it, and that picks up the listeners and the interest and all that.
Mm-hmm. Right, right, right.
And we also have coming. We've already recorded the next interview for the show, and that's Dean Hashbull, who is a an up-and-coming graphic novel artist and comic book artist, and he has done things for American Splendor, Marvel, DC, Vertigo.
Wow.
Very interesting guy to talk to, very interesting stuff he's doing on web comics right now. And so it's coming along. I'm getting kind of... I've been hitting... two big balls out of the park, back to back. It's an interesting little project I got going on here.
Okay.
And I hope to get more interested people, and to get more things like that going on.
Good deal, Tuck. Awesome. It's good to hear. You're always a very positive person, my man. So is.
If I keep taking my packs, I'm okay.
There you go. As long as I can stay on the meds. There you go, man. That's the spirit. Anyway.
Revolution.
Revolution, Milkman says. Milkman
Revolution, Milkman!
Milkman is back with us. Welcome back, Milkman.
Yay!
All right, not much, Milkman. we got Big Tuck on the line. Tuck, do you want to do a prank call before we let you go? We have two numbers from Lonesome Loser. He's joined us. He said he's late. Got caught up with some other stuff. No problem, man. You're the man. No need to apologize. You feel free to come and go as you please, my friend.
Well, what do we got to work with?
We've got Al and Diane's Red Onion Lounge in Arizona, or we have Gordy's Steak and Barbecue Smokehouse in Washington. That's the state of Washington. That's not D.C. That's Washington itself.
Okay, Steakhouse, and what was the first one?
The first house is the Red Onion Lounge, the Al and Diane's Red Onion Lounge, and Heber, I guess, or Heber,
Let's
Arizona.
Let's try that one.
Okay, we have a woman named Jackie who answered about 10 minutes ago, so here it is. Welcome back, Once and Loser Tuck. You hang on the line there, my friend. We'll get back
Bell
right,
me up,
right back.
I'll just let another cusser.
So what all happened right. to Lonesome Loser? Did you say he's getting laid or what?
Yeah, I think he was, actually, Milkman. Nothing wrong with getting laid on
baby,
a Thursday night.
Yeah, best night to, man.
Thursday night's the best
that.
Night
yeah,
to get laid, baby. I love getting laid on Thursday night. Yeah. That's some good sex right there on Thursday night. Because, you know, it's almost Friday
Mama
night.
Good to daddy bones.
You're like, here comes the weekend, baby. Anyway, I'm being stupid. We'll be right back, everybody. Hang on.
Oh, here we go. On born days, I used to blow out the candles, and every Saturday watch cartoons at noon, and then I switched to Ralph and Daniels. I was making up a miracle flow over a cereal bowl and a boy's
bed from a cereal.
Hi, Jackie. How are you doing today?
Doing good, thanks.
Okay. This is going to sound... Okay. I left. I had a coat over there about... 3 o'clock to maybe 4. You know, I just don't remember. I'm sort of kind of discombobulated right now. Brown, maybe with a fur collar on it.
A coat here?
A coat. C-O, yeah.
Yeah, nobody's turned in any coats. I don't have, what's in my lost and found is all I've had here. I don't have, nobody's turned in a coat today, and I've been here since this morning.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I have the right place. This is the Glass Onion?
Yeah, this is the Red Onion, but yeah.
Okay. Oh. Wait a minute. The Red Onion?
Yes.
Oh, man. Hang on. I have a friend... And I'm just a little...
Yeah. Hello, ma'am. Ma'am?
My medication is sort of, like, screwy. Roger, are you there?
Yeah, this is Roger.
I'm on the line.
Hey, ma'am, can I ask you a question,
I'm
please?
Nervous.
Just, when was the last time the painters were in, if you know what I mean?
I really don't know what you're talking about.
Well, when was the last time you had the place painted? Do you know? Do you have any idea? Has it been a while?
Yeah.
How
like
long?
Years.
How many? 5?
No, like 15.
15 years since you last had the place painted there?
Yeah.
So the painters have not been in there inside you for the last 15 years?
No.
So you don't have your period for the last 15 years? Are you like 60 years old or something? Or are you 70 years old?
Oh, I don't feel well. Oh, I gotta go to the doctor.
Oh, yeah. Now see what you've done? Ma'am? She left us. We'll call her back. Hang on. That was fun.
Please enter the number you wish to call.
Hang on. Let me try to get her back one more time.
Okay. Baby, I'm tripping and it's just a cartoon of you, but I got chills when I heard I'm doing flipping Scooby-Doo. And I might be bugging, but it seemed to me that cartoon be real and if you my decision to be open and listen, but folks got a door twisted like a yoga position. Like in order to spit it dope, you gotta have a quick...
Good morning, Miss Jackie.
Hey, Diane, how you doing? Bitch.
She ain't gonna
play. She ain't gonna play with me no more. Oh, boo.
She ain't gonna play with me no more.
No, poor me.
Let's
try the steakhouse. Gordy's Steakhouse.
Okay.
Alright.
Let's see something else.
Alright. Past is similar to the cast of different strokes. Me and my people break bread, sit and smoke. The conversation rich, but that depends on what you consider broke. I do want anything for inspiration. A fond memory, a piece of paper, walls, and a train station. It's just that I'm old school like that. Roll that rap over souls like that. It's just that I'm old school like that. Roll that rap over souls like that. It's just
Thank you, Paul Gordon. This is great. How may I help you?
Yes. May I ask you a question? What's your largest cut of steak?
What's my largest steak?
The largest cut of steak you could provide to me tonight.
Hold on. Let me figure it out.
Very well.
I'd be hungry.
When we return to the line.
I'm open the big old steak. I'd be hungry.
Tuck?
Yeah?
Your name is Hugo Chavez. You're a prince of the Kingdom of Spain.
A special event. Make it an unforgettable
Kingdom
celebration.
Of what?
With
you're going to be a prince of the Kingdom of Spain.
Services. Give us the details. Our catering and event planning experts will provide...
Hello?
Yeah, hi. What is the largest...
We have our ribeye is 24 ounce.
24.
And then there's a porterhouse, which is 22 ounce.
Until what time is open?
Huh?
Until what time
We're
is...
We're open until 9.
How much money
we
it is?
We stop serving at 9.
How much over there money it is?
How much money is it?
Yes.
$34.95 for the ribeye.
I bring Prime Minister Hugo Chavez from Spain. He is on the line. I'm from the Conservancy.
Good evening.
Okay, he is
hi.
He just flew in. My question to you is this: can you make he wants maybe 48 ounce? Do you think maybe you can take two of these?
48 ounce.
Do you think?
I am happy meat.
He only on Atkins. He only eat Atkins book food. So
meat. No bad. Fat. Happy meat.
Maybe you sew together two ribeyes together, make 48, make him very happy.
Happy meat. Big happy meat.
Yes.
Big food. Happy. Happy meat.
Happy meat.
We could sell two big ribeyes.
Yes, hello.
Let me go make sure we have it because we've been kind of busy tonight. So my other hostess is going to check for you and we'll get back.
Wonderful. So how old are you is?
I'm 16.
Only 16?
Ooh.
What is legal age America, Prime Minister?
Love happy meat.
You know, in Spain, legal age is 19.
Really? Well, here it's 18.
That's crazy. Okay. It's wonderful though, right? Beautiful. You sound beautiful.
Hold on.
Beautiful you sound to me.
Thank you.
Yes, you have you have the blue American eyes?
No, go la luna.
Okay.
We have two ribeyes you can get.
You have two ribeyes? Oh, good.
Long.
Very good. Very good. May I have
you? Is that what you want?
Yes. Would you like to eat this meat
long.
Also?
Long happy. Long.
Long?
I don't.
Okay. Very
English. Bad.
Okay. Ask. Ma'am, ask you a question. Me. Is have blue eyes? You like American woman? Only black eyes here in Spain.
No. I'm American.
You is American, but...
Can I put you on hold for just 1 second?
Does she have blue eyes?
Disgraziato.
Go, you may go.
I'm putting you on hold really quick, okay?
Okay, honey, go now.
I'll be right back.
Very good, you go.
Big happy long sexy.
What the hell are you doing?
Be sure to visit our new restaurant.
You're like, me no English good, happy long. That's funny. It's great music, though.
Hi, so can I place an order for you?
Yes, we want to make two ribeye sew together and make 48 ounce ribeye. We call it the...
Sure, okay, and what would you like for your sides of both of them?
How much is sides? How much is sides?
The sides come with it.
What kind of side have you?
You can get a baked potato, wild rice, fries,
what?
Or fettuccine.
What is baked potato this you speak of? I only make boiled potato. How you bake? In oven?
Meat? Meat?
Excuse me?
Potato bad, meat only.
No.
We cannot have the meat.
Excuse me.
Just a moment.
We're located on the beautiful 9-hole Cascade Golf Course. Thank you for holding.
Yeah. What the fuck is this?
Thank you for calling Gordy's Steak and Barbecue Smokehouse, conveniently located at Exit 30.
Conveniently located? Right up your ass.
Address is 14303 436th
Avenue. Oh my. That would be awesome. I'm Sulu. Here on Rigel 7.
Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Our lounge is open until 11 p.m.
Be sure to visit our new location on Rigel 7.
Your call is very important to us.
Hey now.
Do you think this is one of those eternal hold things where they keep us on hold all night?
Yeah.
Hi, how can I help you?
Ma'am, why is hold so long? It is long like me, you know.
We are busy.
I know, but I want to make order.
All right. Now, what would you like?
I want the 2 24-ounce, you know, like, I want you to call it the Prime Minister.
24-ounce what would you like, sir?
The
prime rib?
No, the 48-ounce Prime Minister.
We don't have a Prime Minister.
Well, this is, I'm telling you how you make. You take 2 24 ribeye, slap it...
2 24...
Slap it together, sew it together with surgical thread, and make it on... and fry it right there.
Oh, my. We can't do that, sir.
But why not fry? Why not just make... Can you make me 2 a steak?
I can make 2 steaks, but I can't make it the way you'd like.
What does it cost you put the 2 ribeye one on top of the other on my plate?
We don't make them that way. You can get 2 ribeye steaks, but we don't put them on top of each other.
Why? All I ask, after you what you do, you if I sit down now, okay, and I say to you, look...
I can bring you 2 steaks stacked together, but we can't surgically tie them together, no.
No, okay, no surgical tie. Why don't you take mashed potato, okay, in the middle on the steak, in between like a sandwich, boom, bam, bam, just like
happy
that. Eat. The Prime
happy
Minister.
Happy. Are you coming in here to eat, sir?
Yes. Now, how was your mashed potato? Now, is this some Costco powder?
We have a garlic mashed potato.
Is it powder?
If you'd like to come in to eat, we're open till 9 o'clock, and we can try to fix you up when you come in.
Is it this real potato? Do you have skin in it, or how it happened?
They are just regular mashed potatoes with garlic added to them.
May I speak to the manager? Or manager?
This is the manager.
The chef, then. He make my food.
The
I
chef
must,
is busy. We're busy right now.
I must speak to him. If you want business from us, we have party at 15, and we tip 40% or more.
Ma'am? Hello,
yes.
hello.
This is the Prime Minister. He asked of you to name this after him, and you deny it.
We need a happy, big, thick meat.
Excuse me?
He make perfect sense to me. He have happy, big, happy meat. I mean, how you don't understand that? Happy meat, you know?
Good. Excuse me.
How do you say in American, penis?
How do we say what?
You know, how do you say penis? It's good. Do you know?
No.
We have penis for you.
This is Gordon.
Gordon.
Oh, yeah. Happy meat.
Is this the chef?
Happy meat.
Yes.
Want to make talk to chef? Is this you?
Yes, it is.
Sir, can you make us a Prime Minister tonight?
A Prime Minister?
Yes.
What is that?
That is when you...
Big a happy meat.
Exactly. This is when...
Happy meat.
You take 24-ounce ribeye, okay? You make 2 24-ounce ribeye, okay? When they are complete, you take the ribeye, you take mashed potato, you put it in between the two like a sandwich, and you put it on the plate. And you put, that's it, right there. The Prime Minister...
Okay, when you come in and give me your credit card or cash, I will do that for you.
Who are you?
I am the owner.
What is your name?
It's Gordy.
Gordon. You know Gordo, you know what that is in Spanish?
I don't care.
It means fat man. You name
it. Oh, yeah, that's Gordo. That means fat man. I'm fat.
You're
what?
How fat is you?
You sound like a dickhead.
How fat is you, fat man? Tell me. Come on, fat man. How big is it? How big is your ass?
We lost him.
The fuck? That was the most fucked up prank I've done in a long time. What the fuck was that all about?
Be sure you send that to me, man, whenever you get recorded.
This weekend, that'll definitely be in a podcast if it goes through.
That's a podcast.
You need to tell me what software or however you make a podcast, you need to tell me how it is I submit it. You got to hook me up with that, dude. I want to do that Saturday.
Easiest way is to go through Libsyn, and it's like a, you know, it's like a web host. It's like doing a web host, but they host, podcasts.
How many people download your podcast? Do you know how many, or is it just out there?
Depends. Back when I was on the old network, it was like, I kid you not, in the 10,000s.
10,000s of people downloading that. That's awesome, dude.
Downloading and subscription and this and that, and yeah.
Fuck. I gotta do that. That's gonna be awesome. I think that'd be a great thing to do.
Crazy, yeah.
Yeah. All right,
so
man.
You have to have the content that people would want to get, and of course, make sure you have the exposure they want.
Exactly.
It's just a nightmare. I mean, you know, I'll call you off air sometime.
We'll figure it out. Yeah, whenever, man. All weekend. I'm free after Friday, after 6 p.m., I'm free.
Okay.
So.
I'll send your stuff. Go to libsyn.com.
Libsyn with a Y at the end, right?
What they provide. And,
yeah. Okay. Got it, man. Word up. Man, all right. Hey, Tuck, thanks for calling. Thanks for helping out. You're the man, bro.
Yeah, man. Happiness and love to all y'all and all PCU and Milk Mountain and everybody else.
Hey, real quick, that image for the back of the shirt has to be 10 by 10 inches.
10 by 10 inches.
10
okay.
by... Yeah, exactly. Or it
right
says...
On.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, okay. All right, dude. Peace out, my friend.
Happiness.
Later,
revolution!
Revolution! Revolution it is.
Viva la revolución. Tuck, everybody. Milkman, are you still with me? You're back, right?
Yeah, man, what's up?
Good to have you back. Did we lose you? You lose your internet connection or your computer crash? Or?
Nah, the connection went down for a minute, and I was just sitting here staring at the lights, and nothing was going on.
Okay. Right on. Well, hey, that was a pretty interesting prank call there at the end. I don't know how happy it is, but there it is. I forgot to mention before, we lost Andy. We didn't lose him. I'm sorry. He's not dead. Andy is not with us tonight, unfortunately. He is on sabbatical tonight. He's a bit under the weather, so he has said that he would be watching TV tonight and hopefully listening to the show if he felt up for it. So hopefully he did. Shout out to Andy if you're listening. Hopefully you'll be here next week. And we have another caller. Ooh, it's a cat. Wonderful. Dr. Lego, everybody.
Good evening, Dr. Lego. You're on the air.
Yeah, it's Dr. Motherfucking Lego. What's up?
How you doing, man? What's good? God bless you and everything like that, or whatever you Jew bags say. What do you say, Shalom? Is that what it is?
We say, Ukdaliba.
Ukdaliba. Okay, I know that's
or
a joke.
We say, what else do we say? We say shit like, Makshinim Chaitzen Dohozent.
Okay, you're probably cursing me out.
No, it doesn't mean shit in your pants, dude.
Good. Hey, Ashvatza, that means nigger, right?
Yeah, and, you know, it means nigger or KKK kind of
really?
Guy.
Shvatza, that's funny. Shvatza, yeah, that's funny.
Shvatza. Yeah, that's like, you know, it's you know, that's why you see, like, you know how, like, niggas say, yo, what's up, nigger?
Yeah.
Well, Jewish niggas say, yo, what's up, Schwarzer?
That'd be funny if they actually did that. There's some black... Oh, we got... not Muhammad Lee. What the fuck?
No, you got black Jews.
Who is it? Mr. T. He's a Jew, I think, right?
Yeah, Sammy Davis was a Jew.
That fat bitch Nell Carter, she was a Jew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg,
she's
a Jew.
She's a Jew, too? That bitch.
Goldberg, dude. Goldberg, come on.
Yeah, okay, all right. That's right. You got a point. There we go. Thank you very much for pointing that out to me.
So what's up, man? What do you have? You're not going to be on the air, I'm saying. I believe we had a conversation before the show. You're not going to make it next tomorrow night for your next episode?
Yeah, tomorrow night I won't be on the air, so if somebody can cover for me, that would be really good. I got a gig with Kim tomorrow night. We're playing a rock show at this club here on Long Island.
A club in Long Island? What's the name of the club, if I may ask?
It's the Blue Parrot in Massapequa, if anybody is on Long Island wants to see, you know, a good rock band. That's what, you know, we do our little Led Zeppelin fucking medley.
Okay. Right on.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin.
I don't know if you guys are into... Yeah, you into Zeppelin?
I like that song, Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah, we don't do that one, dude. That's too fucking slow. We do all like the heavy shit, crazy.
Yeah.
You know.
What's the one that goes, "Come on, Mama, let me feel your move, want to make you sweat"?
Yeah, if you go to our website, that actually plays on the website. You can hear Kim sing it. It's www.thesteelhorseband.com.
Yo, Lego, let me ask you real quick, man. Kim is hot, man. I mean, how do you?
Yeah, she is a piece of ass. She's a slut, dude.
Yeah, how do you? Don't say that, man. That's your fucking woman, man. How you come on here all the time?
She's a slut. She's a dude. I fucking bend her over, stick her head in the pillow. I don't give a shit.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's all right, dude. You know what the problem is? Is you haven't gotten a hold of your bitch yet. You gotta you gotta understand that, you know, when you slap another chick in the face with your cock, it's not cheating.
Okay, that's right. We talked about this earlier. Lego's been counseling me, Milkman, on how to treat the women and how to get other women involved and stuff like that.
It's not even how to treat the woman. You know, you got to understand, you know, where you're at. The way I figure it is this. You know, Kim's hot. You know, she's my bitch. You got one life to live, you know. What the fuck, you know? I mean, she loves me. I love her. So what's the difference?
Exactly.
You know?
All right. Lego, do you want to do a prank call here or are you off tonight?
Nah, what the fuck? Put somebody on. I'm in the mood to fuck with somebody.
Great. Well, here's what we got. We got the Aristocrats Club Bar and Grill in Seattle, Washington.
Now, what is the Aristocrats?
I have no idea. It's a club bar and grill. Apparently, some guy answered there. We also have Lay Sex Shop in L.A. We have Bee's Ice Cream, Acapulco Ice Cream Distributor. We got the Golden Crown Restaurant, Fantasy Limousine. That's what we have from Lonesome Loser at this point.
Get me on with the limousine company.
The limousine company, Fantasy, yeah. Is it Fantasy? Yeah, Fantasy Limousine in Highland, California. A guy answered about 30 minutes ago. They're probably still
Highland,
open.
California, no problem. Get me on.
Word up.
Kim,
all right.
By the way, Kim, everybody on Katie on Madhouse Radio thinks you're a piece of ass.
She's beautiful. Tell her Carlito said that she's a...
Carlito, even though, like, he ranked you out that one time, he thinks you're a piece of ass.
Yeah.
He thinks you got really nice tits and...
I didn't say that much, but...
Even
okay.
though you got, like, a hairless pussy, it's still nice.
Hairless.
What?
Hairless? Really? She does that shit? Wow.
Oh, dude, she fucking shaves the whole... she's not into that fuck. She's not into hair. She's totally fucking shaved everywhere. She shaves her ass.
Yeah, you never get that stubble burn anytime if she doesn't keep up.
Dude,
with it.
She's every day it's like fucking like smooth as hell.
Nice, wow.
You know she's Kim spends a lot of time like making sure that shit's right and then she, you know and keep it in clean. What?
Dude, like you must throw it like a pro.
What? I don't have a box. You have a box. Get me a fucking tissue. Hello.
You tell her. All right, hang on, Lego. We'll be right back with you.
Yeah, the limousine.
Limousine it is. Fantasy limousine.
Oh, excuse me. All right, everybody, we'll be right back with the next prank call of the night. Dr. Lego, Fantasy Limousine, California. You're listening to The Madhouse. It's 11:23 p.m.
Outlaw.
Untied dog in a telematic society. Change your average.
I'm sorry for the silence, everybody. I thought I had the music on and I didn't. My bad. Call's almost ready. Hang on, folks. Fuck, dude. The phone's fucked up.
What's up? Say that don't give me dial again. Or call your operator. Task force, jump out, boys, and your local neighborhood robbers, baby. I got to keep on pushing.
We lost Lego, we lost everything. I can't call anybody on the fucking phone now for some reason, man. It's weird, it's not going through. It keeps telling me that I'm dialing my number wrong or some shit. Hello?
Oh
my god, we're gonna have to end the show early tonight.
Were you on the phone card?
No, I'm on the regular phone. Hello?
We got Lego back. Hey.
Yeah, fucking having trouble with the phone again, man. This sucks.
You wanna IM me the number and I'll call it?
Yeah, sure, yeah. Well, I'll try to get this figured out and see what's going on. I'm sorry, I had you on there for a long time.
Oh, man, I was like, you know, I was starting to rub my cock. It was starting to feel good.
Really? You had to do something to get some.
You almost lost me there for a minute.
Yeah.
All right, hold on, I'm going to call. Hold on.
Lego has the sound effects from Star Trek on his computer. I used to do that. Look, what you doing over there typing away?
And here we go.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah, is this the limo?
I could use the right number. We sold out the business.
Oh, shit, man. If I need to get a limo, this is Victor Maitland. I represent Mini Kiss.
Uh-huh.
We're coming in from New York, and what was the bit? Was it just limo, or you had fantasy thing going on?
What do you mean? No, it's a limo business. We sold off to another company.
All right, because I thought it said fantasy limousine or something.
Yeah.
Okay, because I represent Mini Kiss. You've heard of Kiss, right? The band.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I represent. I'm Victor Maitland, and I manage a band called Mini Kiss.
Uh-huh.
Basically what it is, it's the same band as Kiss, but they're midgets. And they've been on tour. Yeah, no, but they've been on tour. They've been very successful.
Uh-huh.
And we're coming into Highland, and I need to get a limo. Let me ask you this, do you have a car?
Yeah, they got a car one on Chrysler 300 on 22.
Yeah. All right, well, cuz I got money's no object here. I just got to get the band all hooked up, and I was wondering if there's any kind of like fantasy that goes with it.
No, unless you guys want to get some girls and pick them up.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm looking for somebody who knows the town and can get me hooked up here, because Mini Kiss, they're no joke, dude. They may be a bunch of midgets, but they got big cocks, and they want to get laid.
Oh heck yeah, I could call up. Well, I'm gonna give you the number to the guy that takes care of all that.
You know what, dude? You sold the business, but you know what, man? I'm saying, like, I don't care, man. What about you? Do you have like a minivan, a car? You want to pick us up? I'll just fucking pay you, bro. I'll pay you cash. Whatever. I mean, I don't have time to call around, and I just got to get these guys hooked up.
Okay, what do you need to get picked up?
Have you seen our site, minikiss.com? It's huge, dude. We've been playing all over the place now. We're on fucking News 12, News 14. We've been on NBC, ABC. We've been on Playboy Channel. It's blowing up,
yeah.
Man. It's blowing up.
What do you need me to pick up from?
I guess the airport. Can you get us at the airport?
Oh, you guys need a ride to the airport? That's the only thing we don't got, the thing to get them to the airport.
No, you don't have the, what is that, you call it the little shuttle? What about this, man? Can you get, like, little fucking mopeds? We could drag them on skateboards. They're little. It won't fucking matter.
You know what? The guy that hooks up everything, he has a good imagination on all that. Can I give you his number?
What's your name?
Philip.
Philip?
Yeah.
Philip, man, what's up? My name is Victor Maitland.
Uh-huh. Oh, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, man.
Look at this guy. He plugs up everything because he has more limos. I give you his number, and you call him right now, or I can give him your number right now. He'll call you in like 5 minutes.
Oh, man, you don't want to help us out here, dude? You don't. What do you do now? What, you get totally out of the business? What are you doing?
No, I'm just relaxing right now. I'm getting something else going right now.
You getting what?
I'm getting another business going right now.
So you're basically not doing anything at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
You're basically a bum.
Yeah, for now.
All right. I listen, a lot of people are that way in America,
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, a lot of people are just some fat, lazy fucks that do nothing. I'm on the move 24 hours a day, man.
Yeah,
I don't stop moving,
that.
Man. I got, I fucking get my dick sucked. That's why I don't have a girlfriend. I'm telling you, man, I pay for hookers because what the fuck, man? You got a girlfriend or a wife, you're going to pay like $500 to get fucking taken to movies and dinner, and then maybe you'll get laid, right? But with a fucking hooker, you give her 50 bucks, and you're done. You fucking pop her in the ass, and you fucking throw her out the window.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the way,
exactly,
man. You should listen to me, bro. I'm fucking successful, and I know these things.
Yeah, no, I feel that.
All right? I mean, you should follow me. You should be with me. You should fucking, maybe we could put the mini Rolling Stones together. I'll let you manage them. Or if, you know what? I know this one kid, fucking Mini Prince. He's fucking hilarious.
Uh-huh.
He's a little, he's fucking,
uh-huh.
Yeah, man, good. He does this. Yeah, he does it perfectly, man. Only he's a fucking midget.
So that's all you got to do is just party,
bro,
huh?
Bro, I'm telling you, the midget thing is huge. I got this one chick, Bridget the Midget. She makes porno films. I had to fucking do this. It's called Somewhere Over a Cattle's Ass. It was a takeoff on The Wizard of Oz.
Damn, so you guys have a good time.
Yeah, dude, we're all about partying and having. That's why I need you to get me a car, and I need you now. The girls have to be fucking like not midget girls. They want regular, you know, regular sized women with big tits. Gotta have big tits, man.
I'm gonna plug this in right now. Look at, I'm gonna get a call back in 5 minutes. I Carlos will call you. He's good with all that shit. He all right,
we're gonna be in at the end of this week, man. This not right. You know, not tomorrow, but the end of the following week. Now, what can you do for me, bro? Philip, help me here, because I don't want to fucking have to deal with this shit.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to call my partner. He got hooked up.
What do you think, what do you think it's going to cost?
I don't know. I gotta call him right now, just let him see what, you know what I mean?
What? Now, let me ask you this. Are you married or anything? You got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
You got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
What, you into sharing her?
Huh?
Are you into any freaky shit? Would you share her?
Oh, no.
No? You're not into the freaky shit, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm telling you, man, my fucking little midget friends would give her a night to fucking remember. Probably better than you could ever do, bro. Seriously. I mean, these guys, you know, I mean, they may be little, but their cocks are not the size of thimbles. I mean, they're fucking, you're talking 11 inches on Gene Simmons. And he's got the fucking bigger tongue than the real Gene Simmons. And he likes to lick. Dude. He likes to fucking lick the ass. He's good. He's fucking nuts.
Listen, I'm gonna have my partner call you.
Now, fuck your partner, man. I like you. I want to deal with you, man. I don't want to deal with the other guy. And I want to deal with you. We'll pay you. You tell me how much it is, and we'll fucking pay it in cash, fucking American dollars, Deutsch. You know.
Yeah.
You know what? Let me put you on with Mini Gene. Hold on. Mini Gene, you there?
Yeah. Yeah,
Mini
hey.
Gene, it's Philip.
Hey, how you doing?
He's going to hook us up with a fucking car and some bitches.
Hey, Philip, how are you?
Hey, what's happening? You guys like partying like that, huh?
Yeah, I'm originally from Italy. Look, I give you my number. You call me back or no?
Yeah, I'm going to give you my... give me your number. I'll call you back. Let me see what I can get. I know partners that have, like... I have a partner that he has girls, like a lot of girls that he fucking... Like, he escort service, yes.
You know, do they like to get... Do they like hot tub?
Nah, they love it all.
Hot
Trust
tub?
Me, my partner barely got... He barely got a business started, like, maybe less than a year ago, but he has all sorts of girls.
These are not, like, dirty bitches, though. They're hot bitches, right?
No, they're
dude, you know what? One time we were in New York, right? And this fucking guy hooked us up with these dirty bitches. You know, I'll tell you, fucking first of all, they fucking take their panties off to sit in the room. It could fucking make the fucking paint come off the walls. And then the other fucking problem was this other chick had like a mosquito, and all of a sudden, it was like, I mean, it was disgusting. It was fucking nuts, man. I had to fucking beat her with a stick and throw her out. But, all right, here's the deal. Let me give you my toll-free number.
All right, what is it?
It's 1-888.
1-888.
278-8509. Don't call me back on this number. I don't answer this phone. I only answer, you know, we have the toll-free number. That's my business. It's called minikissentertainment.com. Now, listen, who's calling me back here?
Me, Philip, or Carlos. Either one of us. We'll be together when I call you tomorrow. Cause
you guys aren't Jews, are you?
Huh?
You guys aren't Jewish, are you?
Oh, heck no.
All right, good, because I don't fucking deal with those Jew motherfuckers. They always try and rip you off, those motherfuckers. I don't fucking deal with Jews or Schwarzes, you know?
All right, but I'm going to give you a call tomorrow. What was your name again?
My name is Victor Maitland.
Victor Maitland?
Victor Maitland. All right.
I need
you guys to call me back tonight. I need to be called back tonight, like quickly. Listen, Philip. I'm serious. I got fucking money, and I need to settle this tonight because I can't be fucking around. All right.
I'm gonna call you in 10 minutes.
All right. Listen to me. Victor Maitland, Herpes Simplex 10. You fucking call me back.
Okay. I'm gonna call you back right now. 10 minutes.
All right.
How do you say elastic vagina?
All right, I don't know. Was that funny?
Yeah, it was. It was funny. I wonder if he's going to call back or not. That's interesting, man. I want a tuna sandwich like you don't know right now. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about?
Dude, like a tuna sandwich or a fucking tuna sandwich?
Like a tuna, you know. No, I mean like a tuna sandwich. You know what I mean?
You know, so you're not talking about like a nice fucking wet pussy slapped in your face. You're talking about like a, you're talking like fucking chicken of the sea.
Nah, I'm just talking about, yeah, pussy, wet pussy slapped in my face right now. That's what I'm talking about.
All right,
I dig that.
You know, I mean, you know, this show. I mean, I didn't think these shows go there. Listen, you know, I got to tell you, man. The dad fucked up my MySpace page.
Yeah.
But then he fixed it.
He fixed it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's looking a lot better. So I'm proud of the daddy. He's getting his HTML skills together. He's all right. And he also fixed the PrankTheWorld .com website because that was all kind of fucked up. But he's told me that KDK kind of like banned him or something, or I don't know, told him to get off, man. You know. And I got to tell you, man. You know, fucking PCU without the dead is like fucking, you know, meat without potatoes. You know.
That's right. Yeah, it wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, I gotta have the dead around. What else is going on? How you guys doing?
I was gonna ask you something. Shit. Fuck, I forgot what it was. It was a very good point.
I'm sorry. See, I always interrupt people. I'm rude like that.
No. It was something I was gonna ask you, and I forgot what it was. It was something off the topic, off the cuff that came to my head or something, but I forgot the shit already. Damn it.
Dude,
oh, yeah. Well, do you play in that band, or do you just, like, are you just, like, the manager or something?
I'm the guitar player.
You're the guitar player? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I sing, I play guitar.
I'm trying to see if this is your picture. Yeah, that is you. All right, that's cool. Yeah, you do look very Jewish. Yeah, you definitely are a Jew. Wow, look at that.
Oh, dude, I'm a fucking, yeah, but dude, I'm a fucking kike, you're a spick, and what the fuck,
who cares? Nothing wrong with that.
You know what, we are what we are, and you know what, but you know what, I'm not a prejudiced motherfucker at all. I love everybody.
Me too. I love all that shit.
I fucking have respect for everybody's fucking background, yeah. Everybody's religion. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all good. It's all cool, man.
Do you eat kosher?
You know, the world is...
Be honest, yep. You do eat kosher? Have you ever had, let's say, bacon for just to try it ever?
Oh, you know what? Let me tell you, there's different types of Jews, okay? Mm-hmm. You have different levels of Judaism. You have fucking Hasidic that, you know, that only fuck their chicks through a little fucking hole in the sheet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then they don't go out on Saturdays or any of that shit. Then you have, like, Orthodox, which are pretty much, you know, like, regular people, but, you know, they'll go to fucking temple on Saturdays and they're kosher.
Okay.
Then you have Conservative, which is what I guess I am, and I'll explain that to you in a minute. And then you have Reformed. Now, Reformed, they'll fucking, you know, they'll fuck anybody or fucking eat anything. You know, they don't even give a shit.
Okay.
Conservative, which is what I am, pretty much, you know, I don't keep a kosher house in the sense where I'll have meat and dairy dishes and all that shit. But, you know, I was brought up where I never ate bacon or shellfish, so I've never eaten it, and therefore, at this point in my life, I can do whatever I want, but I don't because I've never eaten it, and I don't have the desire to eat it, and honestly, fucking lobsters look like a fucking giant insect to me, so they kind of disgust me. I know everyone says they taste good.
It's so good, man. You get
a
nice lobster, you do it right,
you get some
melted butter, man.
They look like fucking insects. And did you ever see people eat steamers?
Steamers. No.
Yeah, you know what a steamer is? That's like a fucking, like halfway raw clam. You fucking pop the shell open.
That's nasty.
And they're little
fucking
clam abortions.
That's
the
nasty fucking
abortions.
Shit. I hate that shit. Fuck that nasty
shit. Yeah, man. And you bite into them, they fucking squirt.
Is that anything
shit
like
comes
a
flying
steamer?
Out of them, and they look like they got mung on them. I mean, it's just fucking disgusting.
Mung.
So I won't eat those. And bacon I never ate because, you know, I just never ate it, so I won't. And, you know, the pig thing doesn't really work for me. Although, you know... What is it, those fucking Midwest people or those down south people, they eat those, what is it called, chitlins?
Yeah.
That really, that grosses me out, man.
That's
what
nasty.
Is that? That's pig abortion.
Yeah, I would never eat that. I would never eat chitlins, no. But bacon is some good shit, though, man.
Yeah, you know what, it's good, but I don't know, dude. You know, listen, gefilte fish is pretty good, too, you know?
Gefilte fish. I've heard bad things
actually, gefilte fish sucks. It's nasty. I call it gefilte fish.
Yeah, what about borscht? I heard that's nasty, too, right?
Which stuff?
Borscht, isn't it borscht? Isn't that some kind of shit you guys drink?
Dude, I don't know. Let me tell you something, okay? I might be a fucking Jew, but I eat a lot of Chinese food. Uh-huh. I'll tell you a story, okay? You know what the Jewish New Year is?
Yeah, it's Yom Kippur.
No, yeah, but do you know what the date is? It's like something like 5782.
Is it really?
That's what you're. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All
right. And the Chinese New Year is something like 4723.
Okay.
So if you subtract the Chinese New Year from the Jewish New Year, you know what you get?
What?
You get all the years the Jews went without eating Chinese food.
You got a point. Very good idea. That's a very good point.
You know what I'm saying?
I do understand, but that's true. That's true. You can't dispute the facts. And the proof is in the pudding right there, goddammit. It's not
so
fuzzy mouth.
So, anyway, let me ask you this. I mean, I don't know, man. I got to ask you a question, okay? If your friend, okay, let's say your best friend in the world had a really bad fucking cut on his toe.
Oh, okay.
All right, on his big fucking toe.
Right.
And it was like fucking pussy and all cut up, and you guys were like on a desert island, and the only way that he was going to fucking live was if you fucking sucked out the poison.
No.
Would you do it?
No. Is there water? There's no source of water at all that I can wash my mouth with afterwards?
Yeah, you can wash your mouth out. Well, you know, there's salt. Well, you're on a desert island. I mean, so either there's a fucking natural spring pond, or you could use the salt water, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, would you suck the pus out of his foot?
That's some nasty shit right there, man. That's I don't know. Stranded on a desert island and it's all pussy and the only way. I mean, that's sick, dude. Why would you even ask that? Yeah, I guess I would. If I could wash it out right afterwards, I would then.
Now, what if it was on his balls?
No. That's where I draw the line, is the balls.
You'd let him die?
Yeah. I'm sorry. At that point, no. No, there's no way. He had to find a fish or something he can attach there, a leech or something like that. I'm sure he could improvise in that sense. But there's
it's not a gay thing. You would let your friend die if he had, like, a fuck... If you knew you'd suck the poison out of his balls. And he would live. You're saying, and it's totally not a gay thing. It's just something you had to do to save his life because you didn't have any medical technology.
No, I would not touch the balls. I'm sorry. I had to be honest with you. I would be very hard pressed to do it.
All right. Yeah. All right.
I don't know. I mean, yeah.
I would probably kick him in the balls till he died.
Exactly. I just put him out of his misery. I just fucking drown him.
Because figure this. You're on a desert island. He'll be good for food anyway.
Mm-hmm. That's a good week's worth of food right there at my rate, number one.
Dude, I think you could probably get 2 weeks of food out of this. He was a big fat fuck.
Well, you can't store it for that long. You don't have refrigeration. You got to cook it up pretty fast. Probably salt it with salt water or something like that. Probably couldn't, though.
Yeah, you do have a point there. It would taste pretty fucking crappy after a couple of weeks.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, that's
just fucking rotten away.
Yeah, you can't.
Then you'd have, like, that maggot food.
That's sick. That wouldn't work. But, yeah, if he's got a cut on his balls anyway, he's not going to be able to run or be very mobile, I'm assuming. So, you know, he's not going to be able to put a bunch of a fight. You know what I mean? So you could probably just kick him to death or just trip him and then, you know, drown him in the fucking ocean right there. Just stick his head in the ocean and just drown him. Kill him
That's
that way.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's how you
so,
do
dude,
it.
What about this MySpace thing? Can we get more people to listen to the radio, you think, with it?
I think so, yeah. Everybody tells me MySpace this, and it's a big networking tool. I don't know how. Zola has like 1,000 friends on his. I don't know how he does it.
Yeah, he gets a lot of people listening to his show.
Yeah. I'm working on it. I'm up there already.
Zola also gets all the he gets all the fucking Stern press, too, so, you know, that ain't hurting him.
That's true. Oh, I gotta call Zola. I don't even know if I can make phone calls right now, but shit.
I can call him.
You want to call? Yeah, put Zola on the line. Let's talk to him. See how his Stern shit went tonight. He was on the air. He was on Sirius.
Yeah, well, thanks for anybody fucking telling me. So I know you told me, but I think it was a little too late.
Yeah, I caught some of it.
All right, let me get that.
All right, I'll play a song while you do that.
All right, go ahead, play a song. I'll be right back.
Yes, sir. I'll be right here. We're right back with Zola of Zola Vision tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern here on PCU Radio.
answering.
What a prick.
Asshole. He's too good for us now. He's hanging out with the Stern people, that bitch.
You know what? He's probably fucking crashed out because he's got to be up early.
That's true. All right, Lego, my friend. I guess we'll catch you a week from tomorrow then.
Slap me in the fucking face. Throw me the fuck off because I'm not funny.
I got to take a break. I got to take a shit. Got to take a break. Got to fix the phone line somehow. So everybody pray. But, Lego, plug your sites
real
quick. All
right, guys, I thought that limo guy was going to call back. Go fucking dumb. Play, what music are you going to play? Anything good?
What do I got coming up from the break? I've got Bob Marley and I've got Blur,
Bob Marley, good. I'm going to light a spliff in the honor of Bob Marley. Listen.
Word.
I want to talk to you about your girlfriend one of these days in some detail.
She's listening right now, so say what you want. She's listening live from D.C. She's definitely listening. Because she actually said that I would do it, as a matter of fact. She told me here online right now on AOL. She said that
you would do what?
That I would suck the poison out of the ball. She says that I would do it after I said that I wouldn't. Can you believe that my own girlfriend said that I would suck balls?
Maybe to save your friend. But listen, I'll put it to you like this. I just wanted to explain to you, and well, really not to you because I know you understand, but to your girlfriend, I wanted just her to understand there's cheating and then there's having fun in life.
Okay.
Cheating is if you fucked another chick or let her suck your dick or anything sexual like that. But if you pull your cock out and slap another chick in the face with your dick, that's not cheating. That's just having a good time. Hey, yeah, smack, you know.
Let me write that down.
You know what I mean?
Slapping.
So I just want her to know that, you know, you can do that and it's totally legal within the relationship. It's not a problem.
Okay, so I'm writing this down. Slapping with dick and face, not
totally not cheating.
Cheating. Okay.
Okay. You know,
pole tapping.
You know,
pole tapping.
Like if there is a girl who's your friend and you know, let's say you're doing sports with her,
water sports.
Let's say you're playing tennis or football or something,
right.
And like you score. And you fucking give her a nice little smack in the ass, not cheating.
Not cheating.
Not cheating. Even if you do a little, even if you grapple a little when you do it, still not cheating.
Okay. What if you wrestle a girl?
Wrestling
is fine. If your face winds up in her crotch or vice versa, totally legal. You're doing a sport. You're wrestling, and it doesn't matter.
Funny story, my conception, my dad was wrestling my mom, and they didn't even know each other. He was trying to mug her. True story.
What?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
You're saying your dad, like, fucking raped your mom, and
then
they got married?
Yeah, there it is, right there. If she fell in love, right there.
All
right.
I can understand that, because, you know, when I met Kim,
ask him what happens
had called 1-900-SLUT.
Yeah.
And that's how I got Kim on the line, and you know we just became friends. And,
nice.
One thing led to the other.
Yeah. Well, hey, Milkman, real quick before we let you go, Milkman wants to know what happens if it accidentally slips in the process of wrestling. Is that just an accident?
As long as you pull it back out.
What if it's a
you're
finger?
Okay.
What if it's a finger?
Finger is fine. If a finger slips in while you're wrestling, as long as you pull it back out and don't, like, persist and moving it in and out, I think you're okay with that.
Now, let's say this girl was being helped up onto a raft.
If you were helping a girl up into a raft, and she was 19 and not 15, then I salute you.
What about...
But if the girl's 14, 15 years old, then I give you the finger. You know, then it's not too good.
Okay, I gotcha. Well, just speculation, that's all.
Do you agree with that or not?
Or would you not think maybe she was asking for it or something like that?
Most of them are, but at 15, it's kind of like, you know, you're on a very, you know, I think you got to wait till they're 17, 18, and you're at an age where it becomes, you know, like, pretty much kosher, as us Jews would say.
Yeah.
Then you can pick them up like a bowling ball.
You know, well, hey, man, I'm saving this one. When I get sued for sexual harassment, finally, my excuse is she was asking for it. I'm thinking that's the best defense I can have right now. I'm going to go that route when it happens.
Now, let me tell you a little thing you can do.
Okay.
You can take yourself. They have sexual harassment courses now, and you can get like a little certificate that you took the course.
How to get away with it?
So even if you will get, if you take this course. And you show proof that you've taken the course, no matter what this girl says, unless she can fucking show DNA on her body, you know, she's got nothing. She's got nothing on you.
Okay.
You know? Gotcha. You know, and most of them are asking for it, you know. And a lot of them will trick you into that because they want to fucking manipulate you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, like, even your girlfriend as of right now, I don't care how much you love her or how much you think she's the greatest girl in the world, if you're going to marry her, you get it in fucking, you get that fucking prenup, dude. Otherwise, it's going to be all hers, dude.
Really? Half? It's just half. Might as well be all of it, though.
Nah, dude, I got Kim into a 25-year contract.
You're not even married to her, dude. I thought you were just your common law girlfriend or something like that.
Yeah, but she's got her fucking, dude, you know what? You don't need to be married. If you're with somebody 5 years, you're legally bonded to them.
Yeah, not in Florida, because they're trying to stay away from gay adoption or something, but I think that's valid up there in New York. Common law wife,
yeah,
right? Isn't that what she is, I guess?
Yeah, she's like common law. So what I'm saying is before we even started living together, I made her sign this big fucking 20-page agreement. It cost me like $5,000 to have this thing written up. And, you know, it's good because then I had all, like, you know, it also went beyond the money. It also went into the sex and the sexual, you know, like, like, you know, like all the things that she has to do when I say.
Good.
And pretty much, you know, if I want to slap my fucking dick in some girl's face, it's not a problem.
Okay. Lego?
She knows the deal.
Lego, but water sports, yes or no?
Not really my thing, but, okay. You know, I mean, she's peed on my leg a couple of times in the shower.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like normal shit. We're not like freaks, you know?
Okay. Right,
I mean, I'm not going to fucking take a dump on her or anything, you know?
Oh, man, that's not... It's not water sports, though.
What about Natalie
Joseph?
Well, it's
the same fucking thing. I mean, you know, once you let it go, you might as well let it all go.
I know. Might as well do number three if you're going to do number one and number two.
Now, let me ask you this. Have you ever vomited on a chick?
No, not on purpose, no. I've been vomited on by a chick.
Yeah, have you? Did you like it?
No, I...
What do you think?
No, I felt kind of ashamed of myself. It happened right when I took off my pants, so I don't know what that was.
Is that right? She threw up?
She threw up all over my dick, yeah.
That's a bad sign.
That is a bad sign. Needless to say, it was not one of my best nights that night.
Was it warm and tingly, though?
You know, it felt good at first a little bit, but it did have a bit of chunk to it, and it kind of turned me off at that point.
Yeah, the chunks could fucking ruin it, because if she starts stroking it and you have chunks, it could irritate the fucking head of your cock.
Exactly, and then you shave.
And then the fucking purple, you know, then you got fucking, like, problems with the purple helmet, you know?
All right. All right, man. Well, Lego, we're going to call it a night. Thank you very much for calling in, bro. We'll catch you soon, hopefully next week.
All right. Listen, next week have your girlfriend on, and I want
to
talk to her.
You'll talk to her. All right. We'll work that out.
Tell her it's all good.
All right. We'll talk, Lego.
Carlito.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Listen, Carlito. Thank you. Play Bob Marley. And you know, make sure, if you have to wipe more than two or three times, you need to take a shower, all right?
Okay, Mike. All right, man.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye now. Bye. Lego, everybody.
Crazy ass Dr. Lego. Milkman, what were you trying to say? I'm sorry. Was it for Lego, that comment you were going to make? Or?
Well, yeah.
Well,
never mind now.
Never mind now. Don't be upset, Milkman. I'm sorry. I didn't get to it. We had to move on. Okay. Milkman, are you okay there, buddy?
What's that?
Are you okay? What's the matter over there? You sound upset.
No, I was just about to fall asleep. I've been laying here trying to stay awake and listen.
Oh, jeez. Falling asleep. You gotta go. It's okay. I might wrap up now, actually. If the phone line doesn't work, I'm gonna have to cut the show short. I'm gonna test it. I'm gonna take a break, Milkman. Oh, we got a caller, though. That's not good. Hang on. Let's see who's calling it.
Ow. Fucking hurt.
Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got the wrong number.
Okay.
Whatever that was about, that was that. Okay, everybody. We'll be right back after this. I'm going to take a break. If you want to reach us here, you can do so on AOL Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio. Now, when we come back, we have a few more pranks. As long as I can get the phone line to work.
We got a few casinos here. We got the new Riverboat Queen Casino. We got a few limousine companies. We got a Chinese restaurant in Los Angeles. And we have another, we have two more bar and grills. So we have plenty of stuff coming at you after this break. In the meantime, please do listen. Musical selections. Milkman, is there anything you'd like to share with us in terms of, have you been talking in the past? I don't know if I'm putting you on a spot here, but are you thinking about possibly starting your own kind of online kind of show kind of thing starting up sometime soon?
No comment.
No comment? You're not allowed to talk about it?
Nah.
Okay. All right, Milkman. Well, you hang on the line. You hang on there, please. We'll be right back after this, everybody. You're listening to The Madhouse. It's now 12 a.m. It's midnight, Friday, March 24th. And we'll be right back after this.
Stay tuned for more Madhouse right after this.
Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here.
Four.
It's the S.
Over to the O.
P.
Why am I so blind?
I don't
And no, I don't fuck with the focus. Everybody knows this. Fucking with the chronic, cause the chronic gives me dopeness. Now focus your eyes on names. Follow me as I take you rolling with the real OG. Eastside is the motherfucking place known as home. Doggy dog with my bone in my hand. 20 grand and some of you don't know about that cheap thing, baby. It's the smooth case, the shit that be driving you crazy. Now as you groove to the G-Funk and move to the sound, I hit you up with the pain. She's a hoe. Strictly for the G's. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that bitch. Niggas always handcuffing their hoes when a nigga like me step in the place. I don't want that hoe. I don't love that hoe. I'm calling with my greens. Collard greens, endo, and the cash flow. You know what I'm saying? Peace. G's up, hoes down.
Time to take them pants off. Carlito is back.
I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
Madhouse is on PCU.
When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
This is Quasimo, cause he pumps the dro. Count this is Quasimo, cause he pumps the dro. Count this is Quasimo, cause he pumps the dro. Count this is Quasimo, cause he pumps the dro. Count this.
I like my ass is fat, not fat.
What's up, everybody? We're back.
And they always like that. Not only in my house, but on the
welcome back to the Madhouse. Excuse me. And someone, and unfortunately, because they were calling in, I haven't been able to check the phone line. Kind of threw a wrench into my big plan there. But hey, if you do want to call in, I see the dead was wanting to call in. The dead, you can call in, sure, no problem. But let me check the phone line real quick. Hang on, folks. Let me play this while I check the phone line, see if I can fix it. If not, we're going to have to end the show. Albeit early. Instead of putting that ass in bandages, the big guys, you know I L-U-V. The next up is M-A-D, who like his ass is F-A-T.
Okay, awesome. It's working now.
Badass. Okay, Milkman, what you doing over there, man?
I'm just hanging out, man, looking for the next good call.
Okay, we got plenty of numbers to do. The Dead wants to call in. Turd Berkler wants to call in. By all means, go ahead and do so. Be on the air. We'd love to hear from you. The toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. You can call us now. Be live on the air. Do a prank call if you want. Yeah, we got a bunch of numbers here from Lonesome Loser that we need to knock out. And you want to give it a shot, by all means, call us here right now. 1-888-278-8509. What was going to get out here? Yeah, Fiend is asking me what the big deal is with me getting puked on. Told her it was a joke. Theater of the mind, right, Milkman?
Yeah. Hey, Lego is starting some trouble here.
Madhouse, you're on the air.
Hey, it's the Burgle Turdler.
It's the Burgle of the Turds. What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey.
What's up? We sound kind of tired tonight. You tired there, buddy?
Yeah, I got a headache, Mom. That's why my eyes are red, I promise.
Yeah, that's what it is. Right. So what's been up with you, man? How's the show treating you? I hear you're official now, right?
Yeah. Apparently, I've got the slot, and it's going pretty good. I'm getting pretty good feedback from everybody. I'm just trying to work out the kinks and iron out the wrinkles and whatnot.
Awesome. I'm glad it's working out. Yeah, that's cool. And you're on Monday nights at 8 p.m., or is it 10 p.m. or 9 p.m. or Eastern? What exactly is it?
Here in Central Standard Time land, it's 9, so that would be 10 Eastern.
Okay, 10 our time. Good time. It's the time we usually start, too. Time we started tonight, as a matter of fact. We've been going for 2 hours. Ain't that awesome?
Yeah, it's been a good fucking show, man. I listened to the whole thing.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
Trying my best. You want to? We have a few casinos here. Do you want to do a call for us, or you got too much of a headache as you're trying to say?
Oh, no. See, I went swimming, and I opened my eyes with no goggles. My eyes are red.
All right, well, get some Visine. I heard the Visine helps for that. Anyway.
Hey,
yeah.
So, Madman sent you a call for this guy.
Okay.
And it's his house. And we got to call it. I called it, I came on yesterday because nobody was on.
Okay.
And I called this guy's house, and some guy answered.
Dave the Hippie?
I was telling him, huh?
Dave the Hippie? Is this him?
Yeah, Dave the Hippie's house.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And, some guy answered, and he went along with everything I said, so.
Nice. Okay.
Always good.
Let's do it then.
Okay. Hey, Ludo.
Yeah, go ahead, Milkman. What's up, man?
Hey, also, there's a number from a radical feminist that Sir Nunu sent in there.
Nunu sending a number for a radical feminist, Milkman tells me. And then he goes, oh, yeah. Oh, there it is, right there. We should call that, too, matter of fact. We'll probably do that next, then. Okay, let's call Dave the Hippie. You ready for Dave the Hippie?
Yeah.
All right, man. Here comes Dave the Hippie, everybody. Stand by. We'll be right back with Terry Burglar and the next prank call of the night.
New sound, the Great George. Athens, George. Yeah, that's it. The Bullet Cats, or Bullet Cats. Bubba got another one for you. Better believe we get it done this time, baby. The Mathis family. They can't hide that money from us. It's going down, Jim and Mathis, please come out here and tell these folks who your son is. Mama tell Russell on the shotgun. And get this loot cause we ain't got none. Mathis, please come out here and tell these folks who your son is. And mama tell Russell on the shotgun and get this loot cause we ain't got none. Any bloodshed for a cause that deserves it. It's blood well worth it. We fought to preserve it. You caught him in person. You know Bubba psyched out. You hate it when they talk, but love it when I shout. Fuck with me, I doubt that you really can. When I get to doing my hillbilly dance. A step to the left, then two back to the right. Take a shot of Patron and then get back to the mic. Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Is this you?
Oh, hey, can you hang on, dude? I'm on the other line.
Yeah, well, don't take very long. It's important.
Okay, dude, I'll try.
No, I'm serious. Like, I'm right back, or I'll hang up and call you right back if you don't come right back.
That's fine. But I'll be right back. Hold on.
And it's funny, because he will come right back.
Okay. So he's really happy?
But I wonder, do you think he's homogenized?
Homogenized? He sounds like it. I think he might be. Homogeneous.
Hello?
Man, that fucking took forever.
What's up, dude?
Hey, are you sleeping?
No.
Well, you know I called you last night, right?
Yes, I do. I remember.
Are you the guy that pointed his toe in the southwest direction?
And my finger, my pinky in a south direction, yes.
You pointed your pinky towards the heavens.
Yeah, well, yes, but my hand was extended in a southward position. My arm.
What did I make you say?
A lot of different things, man.
Oh, really? Did you like it?
I did. I was pretty into it.
Well, really? Okay. Well, there's two of me now.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Well, why? How did that happen, dude? Was that good or bad?
I regenerated myself.
All right. What's up, dude? What are you up to? Oh, you took a dump.
I took a dump and I grew them in an ant farm.
Yeah. I eat a lot of food myself all the time. How would you like to eat, ma'am?
Any iced tea?
You like to eat, ma'am?
I like to eat, yes.
What do you like to eat?
Well, I'm a vegetarian, so I don't really eat meat, but I'll eat lots of stuff otherwise.
Vegetarians? I'm tired of vegetarians.
I don't think so.
No.
Sorry. Should I?
Should you?
Yeah.
The question is, like, why wouldn't you?
I guess I've never had it.
It's a great source of omega fatty acids.
I crapped a haystack once.
Nice. Hey, can you guys hang on one more second? I'm sorry.
Hurry up.
Hey, say something for me.
All right, but hang on and I will.
Okay.
What the hell is this guy's deal?
I don't know. I don't know where Madman got this number.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they'll do whatever you say.
Apparently. He better come back, though.
Oh, yeah, he will. He pointed his pinky toe in towards the heavens and recited some stuff.
Oh, my God. It's crazy. This was last night?
Eh.
Well, I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
Ready to move on?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. Okay, excuse me, okay. How about we try one more?
Let's call it business.
A business. You want a casino? We got two of those, or we have a limousine, this batch, or we have a Chinese restaurant.
Let's do the limousine dispatch, and you can be my agent, and just, you know, I don't want to know who I'm going to be until, like, after you tell
okay.
them who you're calling for.
Gotcha. Razzle Dazzle Limousine. Hang on, everybody. Next prank call tonight's coming right up.
Shine on the deck in the TV screen. Rhyme with a new chick. She like cola. Next to the PlayStation controller. Is a fool cause I'm in my... Send a jack her into a coma. If you like, you don't know me. I just bleed. She turn all the way up into the maximum. I got speakers. Try to jack for some. But we packing something that will be half of them. We have a locked up in the maximum. Security cell. I'm gripping old. Music loud and I'm tipping slow. Twin steady twisting like hit this dope. Behind and it's in his throat. The windows down, gotta stop pollution. City changed, like who was that producing? That's the plan skills when we out and cruising. Got warrants in every city except Houston, but I still ain't losing. See me
rolling. Hey, everybody, change of plan. We're calling the feminists in Tennessee. Thank you to Milkman for reminding me.
Hello.
Yes, hey, may I speak with Donna?
This is Donna.
Donna, hi, how you doing, honey?
Who's calling?
Donna, may I say, you sound beautiful tonight.
Who's calling?
My name is Ralph. And I heard that you're a bit of a... You lean more towards the feminist kind of mentality. Is this correct? Holy shit. You didn't give me a chance, bitch.
Mad hitter.
Yeah. Try one more time. Sick. Click.
You should, instead of saying it, you should have, like, asked her some questions, man, and lead
yeah.
him into it.
You said I should organize...
You sent her the number you wish to call.
Hang on, we'll try it again. Probably won't pick up now, but...
Six hours, 3 minutes.
Tell her you're trying to organize a women's civil rights rally.
Yeah.
That other number.
Can't come
to the phone right now, but if you'll leave your name and number after...
Crack it.
Bitch. Damn it. Well, this isn't working.
No, see, that was just a practice call.
Sorry, Milkman, we tried it, buddy.
Yeah. do-over.
Yeah. We'll have to get her next week, as I always say. Okay, who we were going to do the limousine, right?
Sure.
Okay. All right, hang on, everybody. I'm going to try the limousine once again. Hang on, folks. Car, we wait for car.
Who's waiting for a car?
Me and my friend, Jake.
Oh, Mr. Jake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's Jake.
I've been waiting for like an hour and a half. You're going to act like you don't know me?
Yeah. What company you call?
Huh?
I think you got the wrong company, Mr.
Razzle Dazzle.
I think you're trying to play games.
No, I'm way over here. I'm over here in Westwood. I've got somebody over here in Westwood. Huh?
We're in Huntington Beach.
Yeah, I'm in Westwood.
Okay, so what, stupid?
I took a party to Westwood over here to retirement. You got the wrong company, I think.
No,
I think you need to razzle-dazzle your ass over here.
We have the confirmation number.
Maybe by tomorrow night.
I have a confirmation number, asshole.
Yeah, sure. Tell me about it.
How old are you?
73, mister.
73 years old?
Yeah.
You know, they really shouldn't let anybody drive after age 60.
And talk
after
on the
what?
Cell phone at the same time.
Yeah, you shouldn't be in bed, old man.
Yeah, I'm like 45 because I don't drink, I don't take drugs, I don't do shit, so I'm better shape and health than these 30-year-old people are.
So what did you do in your life that you didn't plan enough for your retirement that you have to work at this age? How much of a bummer are you?
I don't have to work. You know, I get $4,000 a month retirement from the city.
So you're not retired?
From LAPD.
Well, you know, you're not supposed to be...
You know that?
You know, you're not supposed to be collecting that retirement if you're working.
Oh, shit. After 70, you can make as much money as you want, even with Social Security. I know
so
the rules.
You're with the LAPD?
With city retirement, you can make thousands of dollars. It don't matter. Once you retire, they don't care what you make.
Hey, Pig.
Social Security has more strict.
Hey, Pig. How long were you a pig for?
Social Security.
Social Security is stricter on that.
No, you're reaping. You're reaping my Social Security. Whenever I get old, I'm not going to have shit because you're using it all up.
Hey, if you're working, asshole.
You know how much you're paying me? $96. That's all. My city retirement, it's $4,000.
That would get me almost 180 tacos.
Yeah.
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 That's nothing, that $96 they're paying me.
Hey, old man.
It's 180 tacos.
Hey, old man.
What young man, don't call me old man.
What did you do for the cops? Were you a pig, or were you just like a... Did you clean the bathrooms and shit?
No, I was a payroll supervisor. I did the whole payroll for the whole goddamn city. The policemen and civilians.
You're a faggot. You didn't make a change for anybody. You didn't stand up for yourself. You're what the problem is with America.
Oh, yeah, I stood up. I worked there 38 years.
You stood up, you fell down and broke your hip, and now you're collecting unemployment $4,000 a month.
Now that's pension. 38 years of service, city service.
38 years of unemployment? You've been collecting unemployment for 38 years because you fell on you and you broke your hip?
I never broke my hip. My hip is in good shape.
Oh, that's what my papers say here.
Every part of my body's in good shape.
I don't know about that. Could you father?
I've never been in a hospital except one time. I had my tonsils out.
Really? I bet you did.
In 73 years.
Is that what they called it back then?
What's that?
Is that what they called it back then? Getting your tonsils taken out?
Yeah, I had to get them out. I had tonsillitis all the time.
I bet you did. That's what they called it back then, huh? Getting a mouth rape?
Yeah.
You got
what
mouth?
What do they call it now?
Herpes simplex.
We call it, herpes simplex or getting mouth raped or something. That's what you got.
No way. No way. That's what the young people get.
You took it in the mouth from Herbert Hoover.
No way.
The hell you didn't, boy.
Were you a rough rider? What's that?
My what?
Were you a rough rider?
Rough rider?
Yeah.
I'm from the farm. I'm a farm boy from Minnesota.
Were you all about the tariffs and the taxes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to touch my Roosevelt?
I used to hoard cattle. You know that?
Hoard them?
You used to what?
Herd them. Herd them.
Is that what they called it back then?
Used to milk them and herd them.
Used to milk them? You know, we have a milkman here in our show.
You do?
He'd like to say hi to you. Milkman, go ahead.
Yeah, buddy, what are you saying, man?
What are you saying, man?
Oh, did you ever find out that company is working for you?
We need you to come here and pick us up from the airport.
Cigarettes here, buddy.
There you go.
You got somebody else.
I got your mom.
My mom's out living.
Yeah, well, I dug her up. I made a hole on top of her grave and I fucked it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I made a hole in the ground and I fucked the ground.
Hey, Grandpa. Grandpa.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's me, yeah. Stevie.
What?
It's me,
Stevie. Play what?
It's me, Stevie.
Oh yeah.
Stevie is your son that you didn't claim.
Who's Stevie?
He's a son of yours that you didn't claim after the war.
Yeah, I got a nephew named Stevie, and he's a thoracic surgeon.
And he's on the line right now.
Yeah, that's me. I'm
he makes 350. He makes $500,000 a year.
$350,000, $500,000.
$500,000 a year as a surgeon.
I make more than that, Grandpa.
Doing what?
I'm a thoracic surgeon.
Oh, yeah, he's thoracic. He was general surgeon, now he went to school and became a thoracic surgeon.
Yeah, thoracic.
Yeah. He cut you up real good.
Yeah, straight up the balls.
Sir, I'd like to punch you in the mouth. How's that sound?
Yeah, but I could punch you harder because I'm strong, man. I worked on a farm, you know. I could throw 100-pound sack of potatoes 10 high.
10 high?
So you grew up on a farm?
When you sort potatoes, you had to plant them 10 high.
10 high. 10
sacks high, huh?
Wow, 10 sacks high.
Way above your head. 100-pound sacks.
You had sacks over your head?
Now that was work.
So the sacks were over your head, right? Like they dangled over your head?
Yeah, way over your head.
10 of them?
Yeah.
10 of them at a time?
No, 10 sacks high, on top of each other.
Yeah, but 10 sacks...
So you knew a man's like... In the teabagging.
Yeah, you like...
Pile on 10 high.
Do you like teabags? Teabagging?
Oh, no, they're 100-pound bags, man.
What about tea, though? Do you drink tea? You ever drink tea?
Yeah, green tea, yeah.
Yeah? Do you ever use a tea bag? You like the tea bagging it? You ever try that?
I drink a tea bag, but not a douche bag.
But you took a tea bag? You took a tea bag in the mouth, sir?
I think what he's trying to say is, will you make love to me?
No way. Oh, shit.
How much will it cost to turn you into a trick? Get you to turn a trick? How much?
What?
How much will it cost us to get you to do a trick for us?
I wouldn't do it for $1 million.
What about $2 million?
No, maybe $2 million, but not $1 million.
Well, this is your lucky man. I'll give you $500.
Not even $2 million.
All right, old man, you're pretty...
You guys on faggots, eh?
Faggots? No, no, we're just, you know, we're bisexual.
And Jesus loves us, too.
Jesus loves us, too, that's right. Jesus loves you more than...
Yeah.
Jesus doesn't love you any more than he loves us. And we're in a relationship.
You two guys are?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Why, isn't there enough women to go around?
No, fucking bitches. You know how it is. You know, bitch women with their monthlies and all that stuff. Just fucking a lot of hassle, you know what I mean?
That's only one time a month.
Yeah, one's enough. It lasts a week.
Why do women have legs?
Why do women have legs?
So why do they have legs?
Yeah, so they don't leave the trail like a fucking snail.
Oh, I see.
Why don't you give us... Old man, why don't you tell us a joke or a story, a good story or something like that?
Your first adventure teabagging.
I don't know of any right now. I can't think of any.
Do you have a pacemaker?
Nope. I've got a good heart, man.
Do you have a rascal scooter?
Have what? What?
A rascal scooter?
Rascal scooter?
Yeah.
Your insurance company will buy you one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you still masturbate at 70 years old?
What's that?
Do you masturbate
at... Oh, yeah. Why not?
70?
What do you think about?
Do you think about, like, 70-year-old ladies?
Once in a while, I do a masturbate job up to 73.
What do you masturbate at 73 years old? Do you masturbate to pictures of, I don't know, Marilyn Monroe or perhaps older?
Bigger no, game. Do you use a pocket pussy?
That TV show that put on that other Blonde the other night, that was a good one.
Oh, yeah, the Blonde show, yeah, I remember that
Howard
one.
Stern.
Howard Stern?
Did you see that Blonde had on the other night?
Yeah.
He got naked.
I never heard of Howard Stern before. Howard who? Stern?
Stern.
Never heard of him, sir.
Sounds like a nice name.
He has a radio show. He's all sex shit. Crap.
Okay. And what did they have the sex on the TV?
No, but he had this Mexican guy come up and he said, I'll give you, would you take the lady and feel her boobs? Or would you want $100, take $50? And the guy said, I'll take $50.
That sounds hilarious.
I was a young kid, and then he got an older guy, and he said, the money don't mean nothing, he says. So he took, he filled her boobs, and then, she got naked, too, and he said, we'll let you, get on top of her, but only with your clothes on. Would you take $500 or go on top of the girl? He said, I want the girl.
Uh-huh.
This was an older guy that did that.
Your name is Olar.
Were you masturbating at this point?
No.
Did you masturbate
the young guy? All he wanted was the money.
Was it Zolar?
What's that?
Do you know the young guy's name was Zolar?
Yeah, I think it was.
Well, there it is. Zolar did it.
There it is.
Seven
degrees of Zolar.
The 7 degrees of Zolar. All right, well,
yeah.
Well, you're all right, old man. When's the last time you masturbated?
Oh, about a week ago.
week ago? All right. Do you use any special method? You know, do you use any type of lubrication or just what?
Nah, nothing.
Oil.
No oil.
It's
no
a good hand.
All right.
It's a good hand
what
job.
You use whenever you is young, before they invented rubber.
What? Oh my God.
Could you just say that again, please?
What's that?
Can you just say that's a good hand job again for me?
Yeah, that's a good hand job.
Is there any ink left in the old pen?
Oh, yeah, plenty of ink.
Oh, God, it's nasty. Is it yellow or is it
they're
white?
But do you get any lead in the pencil?
Any lead in the pencil? Do you think you could impregnate a woman if you wanted to right now?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Super sperm,
no
huh?
No problem.
Good. Good for you, old man. You sound very virile. Yeah. All right. We're going to let you go, then.
Okay, then. Bye.
I'll look to you.
That weak germ, Pat.
Weak germ. What a crazy...
What the fuck?
What the crazy fucking old guy. What the hell
yeah,
was that?
Yeah, and then at the end, he wasn't even fazed by the phone call. When you were like, all right, well, we're going to go. He was like, all right, bye.
He's like, all right, see ya. Bye. It's like, whatever,
seven
dude.
Degrees of Zolar.
No, right? Because there was Zolar. That's funny. I had to save that for Zolar. That was funny.
Exactly.
All right, Turd Burglar. That was awesome, man. Thank you very much. We're going to call it a night. It's getting late. It's almost 1. Take care of yourself. We'll catch you Monday night, right? If you want to throw a plug or an email address or thing for your show?
No, just people go to www.kdkhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildiskhildi
tomorrow.
I mean, Monday.
What's the name of his show?
What's the name of your show? Yeah, is it Postmortem Pranks? Is that what it is?
Yeah, Postmortem Pranks with Turd Burglar, and it's on 9 p.m. Central Standard Time or 10 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. Gotcha. And you're going to...
Do you have a call-in number?
You have a call-in number yet? You don't take callers yet, right? You're still working
on that? I'm not taking callers. I don't want to fuck with it. I'm trying to just do pranks.
Okay. Well, I might be able to hook you up with my toll-free line. Are you going on tomorrow night? Is that what you're doing?
Well, I was going to wait and see if tomorrow during the day if anybody else spoke up and wanted to go on, KDK or Keith or you or anybody.
Okay.
But I'll go on for sure tomorrow night. I'm off work, so.
Well, that's good. Lego can't make it. I'm sure KDK probably won't because he's doing a show Saturday.
Right.
I don't know if Keith or Zolar is going to go on at 10, so you're probably open to do a show.
He works, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm that's the little man on the totem pole, so I got to make sure that the fucking path is clear.
Exactly. I know, but hey, so we know we'll have a show for sure. If anything, it's going to be Turd Burglar, and that's not a bad deal at all. So good deal, man. Good luck with that. Hopefully you go on. I'll be here to help you out.
Awesome. Yeah, good show tonight, Carlito. I'll see you guys later.
All right, peace out.
KDKPrankCalls.com.
That's right. Later, man.
Okay, that was Turd Burglar. All right. Thanks for calling in. Milkman, that was a pretty fucked up old man. Do you think he really was that old?
Yeah, he sounded like he's about like 50 cartons of cigarettes in.
50 cartons of cigarettes. 50 cartons of cigarettes into the grave. Yeah. Shit. Okay, well, we're going to call it a night here, everybody. Let's do our closing shout-outs real quick. Let me go through the show schedule here. Tomorrow night, normally you'll hear Dr. Lego's Mental Discrepancies. Now, he's not going to be available tomorrow, but we are sure to have a show tomorrow. If not Turd Burglar, then somebody else. So start listening at 8 p.m. Eastern. Yeah, 8 p.m. Eastern. If not, then at 10 p.m. Eastern, Zolar will be going on for his Zolar Vision, as normally heard here on PCU Radio. Zolar Vision, 10 p.m. Eastern, tomorrow night and every Friday night here on PCU. Saturday nights, you can catch Jupe, who called in earlier. Thank you, Jupe. Monkey Phones Retard Night, as Jupe and Matt and assorted others. They'll be on Saturday night, that is, at 8 p.m. Eastern, followed by the benevolent KDK and his Psychobabble at 10 p.m. Eastern. Psychobabble now being on Saturday nights at 10, replacing the now on hiatus Lunatic Fringe. We got one more caller. I guess we'll put him on. Hang on. Turd Burglar's on Monday nights. Turd Burglar Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and Tuesday nights is K-Bone, Keith the Bone, Crazy Talk at 10 p.m. Eastern. Wednesday nights is open.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi, baby.
Hey, how you doing today? What's up, man?
I'm good.
Hey, man.
How you doing, baby?
I'm good. I'm good. I was about to end the show. I'm assuming you want to do a prank call.
Yeah, I do.
You want to call this Chinese restaurant I got from Lonesome Loser?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Nung Cool Restaurant in L.A. Good luck with that.
I want a fucking dish. I'm hungry.
Okay, good. I understand that. Well, bring it home for us. This is the last prank call of the night. It's a lot of pressure, I know.
Oh, God.
Don't screw it up.
I will properly. Have you
ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of foot since she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started to... I hope they're open. Answer. Yeah, it's almost 10 o'clock over there. I'm sorry, Dad, I tried. Hang on.
I'm gonna go cry myself to sleep now because I didn't prank with you.
I'm sorry, and you can't prank tomorrow either unless you join in. You can call in a Zolar. He'll hook you up with some prankage tomorrow.
I don't know if I'm going to
Is there any more numbers?
Maybe I will.
Yeah. No, Milkman, we're pretty much dry on numbers right now. We got some, but they were confirmed so long ago.
What about,
I don't even
hey,
try.
Wait a minute. Try and call,
but so long,
try and call back the feminist again.
Like Dr. Lake or so,
yeah. Yeah, you want to try to call this feminist again? I don't know, Milkman. It's kind of late. It's almost 1 o'clock.
Well.
I want to wrap it up now.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to try to call this feminist again?
We got to put Miss Mary Menzies back on our list.
Oh, dude, we got to get Mary Menzies on the list for next week for sure. Yeah, hell yeah. We haven't talked to her in so long, dude. Oh,
what's
yeah.
What's her name?
Mary Menzies.
She's been worried about you.
Okay, Mary Menzies.
I'm sure she has. Yeah, Mary Menzies. Nice lady from the Virgin Islands, actually. She's Milkman.
Mary Menzies or something.
Yeah, she works at Milkman's... Yeah, she sings
That's
in the
right,
choir.
She's right over the hill.
That's right. All right, the dead. So the Emily would be on tomorrow. You won't make it, but you said you probably won't be able to call in to Zolar, you said?
I probably will, yeah.
Yeah, you probably will, of course. Of course, of course. All right, buddy. Sorry. This is not people calling like each other.
I'm going to be waiting about you, Carly.
Yeah. Bye.
Sick. So sick. Okay. So that's the dead, everybody. Thank you. He tried in vain, but he tried indeed. Nothing wrong with that. Milkman, your parting shots for the night here?
Yes, sir.
Go for it.
All right, man. Our buddy Madman, he gives us this wonderful boxing ring where everybody gets to come in here and a big laugh. Yeah, all these wonderful people in our chat room here provided by Madman. DD, Brandon Vegas, our buddy Turd Burglar, Hashi, JNF, Joe... Lifey, my buddy, he stayed in all night. McKinney, the old South Beach school, though, man. We've got a bunch of people in here tonight. Old Pimple Pimbot Slut there. Scotty, Slime, SpongeBob. What's up, man? Teflon. Hey, there's my girl, Athena.
Hey.
I hope you're doing well, man. Glad to see you in there. The Mighty Tuckmeister and Weed Man, man. Everybody's popular favorite there. Thank you so much for joining in, man.
Yes, thank you, everybody.
I'd like to give a big shout-out also, yes, to the Dr. Leg, who provides us our voice. Our wonderful stream allows us to come in and join in and tickle your ear cells here and have some fun with y'all, man. But how could we do it without
our benevolent benefactor, Katie K. That's right. The PhD of PCU, man. The guy that made all this stuff start and gave us a shot and gives everybody on here laughs beyond belief. We love you, KDK. Can't wait to have you back on soon, man. Looking forward to it. And I want to thank everybody else. Carlito, my man, my main man. Dear Andy, we missed him tonight, but we know that he'll be back on soon, man. Thanks so much to having the Madhouse and giving me a party room over here in my new coconut tree.
Exactly. Yay! Sounded great. Thank you. Yeah, of course, thank you very much.
Thanks
to
a lot.
Thank you for being on, Milkman. It's always a pleasure. You're the man, Milkman, the main man with the number two in his pants. A big thanks to your cat is going crazy back there. A big thanks to SinClans for hosting. a big thanks to SinClans for hosting Milkman here online tonight. You can see them at SinClans.net if you happen to do any type of gaming online here on your computer. SinClans.net. Also check out Burning Oath. That's the band for my good friend Misery, who's hooking us up with this tonight. You can see his MySpace. That's myspace.com/ Burning Oath. Burning Oath, the band. Check them out. Give him a gander. Like I said before, Milkman, thank you very much for being here tonight. It's always a pleasure. Couldn't do it without you, man.
Yeah, man. I've just seen somebody that I invited, and they messaged me, and they liked the show. I want to say hello to my buddy Huggy Beer, way down in New Zealand. She's in there listening tonight. Glad to have you along. My buddy Morphine 85, he's over there somewhere in Europe, man. Undisclosed location. Glad to have you guys on board, man. Thanks a lot for listening, man.
Exactly.
You know, it's all about you guys, PCU, the listeners, man. We wouldn't have no reason to be here, and without you all in here, it's all for you, man. That's why we do this, because we love you, man.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, PCU, man. Big Carlito, you're the man. Put a big bow on it.
Yes, yes. Again, everybody, KDK, as in Kill Death Kill, KDKPrankCalls.com, and MadhouseLive.com. Thank you to everybody who submitted numbers tonight. Those that we got to and those that we did not, big thanks to Lonesome Losers, always. We couldn't do it without you either. Also, everybody listening to us here on PCU, as the Scab Network, as well as Hits City, all on the Madhouse Radio Network. Thank you very much for sticking in with us, and be sure to visit our homepage again, as I've said all night, that is madhouselive.com. Email us at madhouseradio.com. Milkman, it's been a great night. We've learned a lot tonight, of course.
Exactly, man. Had a great time, man.
Yeah, all right.
Thanks a lot for this wonderful coconut tree.
All right, man. We'll keep it up as long as we can. Everybody, that's going to be it for the night.
All right, bro.
A good weekend. We'll catch you here next week. Keep listening to PCU. Spread the good word. Be safe out there, and we'll catch you tomorrow night during the Zolar Vision Show.
So what do you call yourself? Huh? Como se llama?